everybody. Hi, this is Psychic Journeyman on Psychic Journeyman Talk Radio on Block Talk Radio. Hope everybody's doing good because it's one of those days where it's Christmas. Happy holidays to everybody out there. It's been one of those freaking crazy days, hasn't it? We actually got snow here. I don't know where you're at and what's going on, but it was kind of a shock to get up this morning and see the freaking snow on the ground. So, but, you know, it's one of those things people are always wishing for, white Christmas. So here we are for the next 3 hours doing nothing but readings. Like I said before yesterday, my biggest tip is to sit there and before you begin anything, and especially if you're trying to do tarot card readings or doing readings for yourself, that kind of stuff, you should try using this prayer. This is the one I use. It's, Dear God, Angels and Archangels, please help me clearly hear, see, think, and feel true divine guidance. Please guide my readings so that they are in the light, are specific and accurate, and brings blessings to everyone involved. Thank you and amen. So on that note, that's the tip for today for doing readings. If you're doing angel card readings, tarot card readings, the best thing to do in the situation is to just listen to what the cards are saying to you. Some people misinterpret the whole thing by thinking that when you read the book, that's when you read the definition of the book, that's what it is. Those are actually possibilities. I've done readings for almost over 20 years, and it seems like if you had an Ace of Cups, and you're sitting there looking at the whole thing, and it kind of confuses you because it doesn't mean the beginning of a relationship, then listen to what you're being told. Because basically it's guidance, and these are tools to interpret the guidance that you're getting. But the more you do it, the more you're probably going to hear the guidance first, and the cards are going to back up what you're saying. Because I know right now when I do angel card readings, that's exactly what happens. I'll start getting the information, start telling the client that I'm working with, this is what's going on, and then the cards will come right behind me and confirm what I'm saying. So it's like they're getting two for the price of one. Also, if you want to call in, talk to me, and ask questions, the number here is 646-721-9031. We're also talking about our offer special that we're having for all the people who call into my show for December and January. If you call into my show, readings right now for me, my private readings, are now $10, excuse me, $10 for an hour and $5 for a half hour. And I just want to stress everybody that I usually do readings for $50 a half hour and $100 an hour. And if you go on my website, you'll see that. But I'm having a special for everybody who calls into the show where you get $10 for an hour and $5 for a half hour. So if you think about it, if you got a two-hour session with me, that's only going to be $20 because it doesn't go up after that. It's not one of those deals where it's $10 and it goes up to $50. No, it's $10 each hour. So call in and take advantage of that special because I don't think you're going to find it anywhere else. And plus, it's the ideal. I love doing this kind of work and I'm making it easier so I can do what I love to do, and you can also get the answers that you need now for next year. So if you want to get a reading with me, just call 937-838-66. Hold up, man. A little energy going on. We got some really positive energy going today, so it's kind of taking me over here. The number is 937-838-6337. My website, if you go on Block Talk Radio and you find Psychic Journeyman, you'll see to the right where it says profile, you'll see my website address, which is psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. You go on that site, it will take you right, it's like three clicks, and it takes you right into PayPal. You can pay through PayPal, or you can use your credit card, whichever one you want to do. Call me if you want to do something else differently than that. I'm open-minded, pretty flexible, so, you know, just make an offer. You never know. However we got to do it to get there, okay, guys? One more time, the number is 937-838-6666. I'm sorry. No, it's not. It's 937-838-6337. So give me a call. Love to work with you. And also we're doing past life regressions and past life work, which also falls under the same price. All you got to do is be a caller in this show, and you get that great offer. So take advantage of it. And that website, again, is psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. So let's go to our first caller and just get to doing some readings here. kind of like anxious to get to answering some questions. So we can get this technology going here too. Okay, here we go. We're going to go to the first caller. 901. You're on the air. How you doing?
Hello?
Did you drop your phone? I'm sorry.
Hello?
Yes, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
I'm doing good. So, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Mississippi.
Mississippi, huh? I've been there. I've been to Jackson. I'm just saying. I've been to Mississippi, went to Jackson. It's a scary place. But
Oh, wow.
That's my interpretation, okay? But besides that, it was a beautiful state. So what's your name?
My name's Sabrina.
Sabrina?
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite witches.
Oh, wow.
We were asking people to call in yesterday and give us a Christmas story from the past, any kind of memory that you might want to share with us, or if you've had an angel miracle, or just a miracle in general.
Well, I had a miracle I do want to share. When I was at the age of 16, I had like three arteries leaking in my heart. You know,
right.
they could never find out what was wrong with me and stuff like that. And I kept, you know, going to the emergency room, so they never could find out. And this at the time I was attending church, and I had went up to receive a prayer because, you know, the pastor was talking, and he was saying,
right,
whoever it is, you know, God has healed you. And at that time, you know, I was standing with my mom. We were holding hands, and I was like, Mama, you feel that? You know, because I couldn't be around smoke. I couldn't eat, like, chicken, you know, hamburgers and stuff like that. I had to eat, like, you know, soup and crackers. So that day, I could say, I eat a miracle.
Yeah.
Because I, you know, once I went up there receiving, you know, I feel God fixing my heart, you know. That day I can run, I can play, because at first I couldn't do none of that. I couldn't, you know, be in no type of activity that whatsoever. So after that, you know, it was fine after that. So
that's great.
That's one of my stories.
Okay. So did you also call in for, did I get a couple questions answered for you too?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Go right ahead.
Okay, I would like to know. I may have so many problems, you know, in relationships, because I'm always tired that, you know, giving it my all. So I would like to know, when am I going to meet that person that's going to do me the way that I do them, you know, give it their all? So that's what I like to know.
Okay. So you say when you're in a relationship, you give your all? You just give everything?
Yeah, I give my all. No half-stepping.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, I'm just saying. The one thing I do pick up very clearly is the idea of affirming exactly what you want. So the guy that you want to be with, what's he look like? Have you thought about that? I said most of the people I've worked with, the idea of focusing on the person they want to be with, they've either found a picture that's close, or they've actually drawn the picture, but they got really detailed about what kind of person they wanted to be with. And then when they actually got with that person, it was kind of funny when they went back to their journal and looked at the picture they had. It was pretty, it was scary because of the resemblance. So it was just the idea of when you really get down to the point of actually when you get down to the details of exactly what you... When I sit there and say, what do you want? I'm talking about when I sit in my journal, you'll see that I've written in my journal descriptions of people. Okay? Like, for example, I focus on certain things that I keep... Because we're being pulled to somebody, okay? And we're always looking for the significant other. And more than likely, the significant other... Your significant other is like you. Okay, but in a different way, in a manly way. So what I'm saying is, like, when I focus on mine, she's 5'3", weighs 112 pounds. She has green eyes, has long dark hair.
Mm.
You know, and she likes to work out. She loves to stay in shape. She loves life. And then I went down to the situation. She's faithful. She's honest. I'm sort of focusing on those qualities. But see, at the same time, when I say focus, I'm also making sure that I'm also those same qualities so I can actually attract that.
Yeah,
so when I say Pacific, do you know what you want? It's okay to sit there and focus on those things because it seems like in the situations of giving your all, you have given your all in relationships, but in the same process, you've also compromised with the person you have accepted.
Yes.
So, see, you're doing one thing great. That's great. But what you want to do is you want to save that energy so when you meet the right person, you can give your all to them because what's happening here is you're giving your all to people who don't appreciate it.
Exactly.
And they're not respecting you. So if you have a boyfriend who looks you in the face and says, you're being disrespectful, actually what he's doing is reflecting back to you what you're doing to yourself, which you're disrespecting yourself by keeping yourself in those situations and those relationships for too long. Because I feel like you've been in relationships that you knew at one point you had to get out of it, but you still stayed there because of your pride saying, well, I got to finish this. Not realizing when you realize that you're in the wrong situation, that's when it was over. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. It still makes sense, yes.
So all I'm saying to you is the biggest thing I keep getting is clarify what you want because don't be scared of it. The more details you put into something, the more you can visualize it. Because if you can't, I'm sitting there saying to you, if you can visualize it, it exists. And you're the vehicle to bring it into reality.
I'm trying to is that why, you know, a lot of people have that question because, or in a relationship that they in that they really not supposed to be in because it's something that that person missing that they want. But they look over that and still deal with that. So it causes problems because from the beginning that's something that you never wanted.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, that's what they're also talking about, working on yourself. You know, you got to change yourself
right.
Before you change what's going on.
Right.
So you're attracting. Sometimes people don't realize just because you have an insecurity doesn't always mean it's going to attract the same insecurity. It's just going to attract the energy of insecurity.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But there's always something to reflect. So when you attract someone into your life and you say, well, this is wrong. There's nothing wrong with you taking a chance and taking the, I call it challenging, to take a look at yourself and say, okay, what did I do to attract that? And just be totally honest with yourself because it's a process of finding out what the problem is so you can actually correct that, so you can change it around, so you can attract the one you want to be with because these people here, almost like they're creating a barrier between you and the person you're supposed to be with because they're just pointing out certain things you need to work on yourself. Each person that comes into your life said, okay, they're soulmates. And soulmate situations are always learning situations, learning lessons. Okay? So if you think that I've worked on things and you catch the idea that you're still attracting the same kind of person in some ways, it's just the idea of sitting down and saying, okay, have I really affirmed this? Or am I just kind of winging it and let the universe bring me whatever? Because I've heard women say this. I just heard this too long ago, where a woman was just so desperate by having a relationship, she didn't care. Just give me one. And I said, oh, you don't want to do that. Because the universe is going to, you know, it's like that you're attracting that energy of somebody else who's in the same attitude. I don't care. I just want to find somebody. It's not the idea I want to find the right person. I don't care about finding the right person. I just want to find one. And I said, when you put that kind of energy out there, you can't be mad about what actually comes through. Because that's what you affirmed. You say, I'm confused, I don't care, and then you attract someone who's the same way. It's just the idea of telling you, okay, since I did that, it's just affirming to you. You do have the control over this. And you also got to watch one thing, too, of letting the world tell you what that is. The only person who knows what's real in your life and what you should do in your life is you, because your guidance is always coming through and saying, this is it. This is the answer. You're asking questions. I'm helping you out. Don't listen to humans. Humans will get you in trouble. You know, it's like like I said before yesterday, don't let the world dictate your success. You dictate your success. The more you listen to your angels, God, all the divinities that are around you, once you start listening to them and taking 100% responsibility for your life, what you're going to see is you're going to see a change for the positive. Because you're starting to accept and say, okay, I did that. Now how can I keep that from happening again? That's all it is. No blame. It's like these people come in your life, you can't sit there and look at them either and say, okay, they're mean people. They're just acting the way they're supposed to on the level of spirituality or just the path they've chosen to. Okay? So there's people, you can't be something you're not. So you're always going to end up being that person. So you can play this game all you want. But I'm just telling you with your situation, since you give it, you give your all, sometimes you get a little impatient, so you settle for somebody because you want that companionship. I'm just saying, hold out there, because I get the impression if you really start working on that definition of what that means to you and what it is, I'm serious, not just what he looks like, but what kind of relationship you want, what kind of qualities you want him to be. Because I'm telling you right now, we had a show on journals, and I wrote in my journal exactly how I wanted to get back with my girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And I got back with her, and I was amazed. Even after I've been doing this for so long, I was reading my journal, and everything in that journal happened. Okay, so I'm saying to you is, I recommend that you, if you don't write a journal, and maybe you might write a journal, but I would definitely get a journal for each little situation I'm in and write it down and affirm it. Because if you have a problem of focusing on it, and you kind of lose focus, you go back to that journal where you've written it down the first time and reaffirm it until it's firm in your mind, and then go forward again. And you should try that at least. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's not the first time someone has told me that. And actually, my brother bought me a journal for Christmas, so I need to start doing that. I really do.
That's a sign if I ever saw one.
Yeah, so.
I'm just saying, your angels are constantly working with you. What the problem is we're not constantly listening.
I know.
Yeah, so I'm just saying, make this year, because this is going to be a really good year for you. And what I'm picking up with relationship-wise, it could be 2-3 months. But one thing I want to stress to everybody, the idea of timing sometimes is up to you. And when you're willing to let down the resistance, to let it come into your life, and if it's not coming into your life, maybe there's something you need to let go of to make room for it.
Okay. Right.
Also, look around you, too. If you want a relationship, you want that significant other, then stop sleeping in the middle of the bed, stop parking in the middle of the garage, and start making room for this person.
Mm.
Never thought about that, huh?
Yeah, I don't hear things like that. That's true.
Okay, that's good. And what I'm just saying, if you feel like you haven't done enough, then just reexamine it again and see what else you can do to open up that door. But I still feel like you need to sit down and really get the description of what that is, because I've had people do that too. Not just the idea of the relationship they wanted to have and the person they wanted to be with. They even dictated the house they wanted to live in together, the neighborhood they wanted to live in. And it's just the idea, the more you can bring this into a nice picture you can see, the easier it is to focus on it. You know it's going to happen because you start feeling it. You're putting the emotions into it, and then you're getting happy because you know it's just right around the corner.
Okay.
What do you think? Anything else? You okay?
Yeah, because some of the same stuff you were saying have ran across my mind.
Well, if that's the case, I'm just reaffirming it for you, what you need to do.
Right.
So the best thing to do, as soon as you get the phone, get to work.
That's right. Okay, well, I appreciate it.
No problem. I also would recommend, like I would recommend to everybody else, this is one of those years where we want to get some insight on what's going to happen and actually some positive tools we can actually use to make it a better, more positive year. I'm just saying, right now we're having a special where we're getting $10 for an hour and $5 for a half hour for readings, for personal readings. You should also try to get you a past life regression to yourself, too. It can really tune in some issues you're having. I feel like some of them are a little bit too personal. actually be airing on the air, okay? So, but I feel like going back and checking out a couple of things would help you understand what kind of person you are and why you are this certain person, because I feel like you're a very loving person and people have taken advantage of that. So this would be a good, this will be a good thing to do. Find you an hour, give me a call, and then you'll see what some insights to the whole thing, where you can still be that loving person, but have your eyes wide open, okay?
Okay.
And if there's no more questions, I wish you a happy. I keep saying happy married. I have no idea. I want to say happy New Year. Well, I really want to get this year over with. So, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, let's go on to our next caller. Area code 323. You're on the air. How are you, and what's your name?
Hey, my name is Christina, and I am fine. My name, did you hear me? It sounded like it was going underwater.
Yes, it did. I heard the M.
I said, hello, my name is Sylvia, and I'm doing really fine. Thank you.
Sylvia, I love that name.
Thank you. Thank
you're
you.
Welcome. So, Sylvia, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from beautiful California, Southern California.
Whereabouts? I mean, are you close to the Redland?
It's about 30-40 minutes away.
Oh.
We're close to Pasadena area, downtown.
Oh, right. Yeah, I know the area very well. I actually got stranded at a bus station down there one time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I always warn people about, you know, certain things if you feel kind of weird about it, that you shouldn't do. I went out to meet some girl in California. I traveled from here, from Ohio, to Pasadena to meet her at the bus station, and then she didn't show up. So luckily, I talked to her a couple of times from her dad's, and so I had her dad's number. So I called her dad and said, "Hey, I said this might sound weird. I'm pretty sure you don't know who I am, but your daughter was supposed to meet me at the bus station, and she hasn't shown up." He goes, "Who's this again?" So I told him what was going on, and he's like, "Well, let me see if I can find her. I guess she got drunk and hid under some stairs." So, and then she sits there and told. And then the guy said, "Well, her support group told her that she shouldn't meet you." I said, "I thought support groups were supposed to support you in the decisions you make, not make them for you." And the next thing I knew, it was a real nice guy, but I never got to see her at all. They kept her away from me. She was 34 years old too. It freaked me out. But he was a very nice guy. He had a landscaping company of his own, and he bought me dinner and got me a bus ticket and sent me back home. So it was one of those scary situations where I wasn't sure how it was going to happen. But see, those are miracles for me. I knew something was going to happen. Yeah, something was going to happen. It always happens and takes me out of these situations. And I started learning one thing, to listen to the guidance so I wouldn't get myself in those situations anymore. So that's my miracle for my yearly thing. So, but Sylvia, you've called in. Did you want to share a Christmas story with us, or a miracle, or an angel miracle, or just have a couple questions for us?
Let's see. What can I say? Last year, I was really sick. Doctors couldn't diagnose me, and I really thought I might have, like, lupus, and I was going to see all these specialists and had to go on medical leave. And basically, through the power of prayer, and I have strong faith, started learning how to. I learned through angelic assistance. I learned how to heal myself, and I got well on my own, any medical doctors. And I think the lesson for me was I don't need to go outside of myself to go and have strength within myself that I can heal myself.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my goal. Now I've taken theta healing classes, and I've stayed in my family, so I've been practicing, so that's good. So it's taking me to my next level of experience.
Well, that's the key to everything. We were having a discussion not too long ago because I heard a psychic say that psychics can't read themselves. And I said, "That's kind of funny." And my friend was like, "Why?" I said, "Well, I have found my own keys. When I lose a ring or something, I listen to my guidance and it always takes me where it's at." So the idea of saying a psychic can't read himself, I've been doing pretty good. So, you know, I said to myself, this is a prime example of people putting limitations on themselves by saying these things. You can't. And I always tell people, there's two words you should take out of your vocabulary the very first, you know, when you really get into this kind of work, or even get into the spiritual lifestyle where you know you should change things. You should say can't and try out of your vocabulary.
Oh.
And just tell yourself from now on, I'm going to do it, and I can do whatever. I can afford
it.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Sorry. And you're choosing to do it. Yeah, I teach those concepts to motivation, and so that's that can feel in seminars, the word can and try, because it takes away your power. And as we learn through the power of attraction, and right now we're manifesting, so what your thoughts are and what you speak, you have to be very careful, because that is what we're attracting. So when we have negative thoughts and think negative, we're going to create that energy into our reality.
Exactly. And I was saying, you know, like I tell everybody else too, when I was engaged to this one girl, she freaked out too, because it was like every time I turned around, she was losing her keys and I had to find them for her. But you know, it's just certain things. I remember one time I had a birthday cake. They hid my birthday cake. And they said, well, if you really want your birthday cake before we have the birthday party, well, if you find it, you can eat it. I found it in 2 seconds. So I was there talking to people going, okay, my beliefs on this whole thing about spirituality is it's a progression. The more you do it, the better you get, the more you live it. So if that's the case, and, you know, psychics are basically in the same realm of spirituality, to listen to spirits and guides and their angels as well, wouldn't it be a progression that sooner or later it was the ideal of having faith in themselves enough where they can actually read themselves instead of putting a label on it and saying, I can't do that? I felt like I looked at this one person. I was thinking, I was just looking, I'm going, are you looking for clients so you just tell everybody they can't do things so they come to you? You got me wondering. So I said, I'm not accusing you of anything. I'm just asking you a question, because I ask questions. It's the only way you're ever going to get any answers. So one thing I wanted to ask you is, you were talking about your strong belief in God and that kind of thing. So the first curiosity of the question I want to ask you is, why are you calling? And because I've had a lot, because I'm just curious. It's great you called. Don't take me wrong. I'm just saying, a lot of people are Christians, and I have to say to everybody out there that, I mean, a lot of my clients, I would go, almost 90% of my clients are Christians. So I just want them to hear your answer, to get some insights on these people, to tell them that I feel like what we're doing is very good work. I also feel like it's God's work. Because we're helping people to basically go down the path they're supposed to go down in the first place. The path that they already knew they were supposed to take. So it's just the idea of getting insights when helping them. And you was talking about your situation of healing yourself, which is basically putting yourself back into what you knew you could do in the first place. You just need this little situation to prove it to yourself. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. With you.
Your phone is really skipping a lot, but we'll bear with it. Don't worry.
Let me see. What about now?
Go ahead.
Is it better?
It is.
Okay.
Well, we just ask the angels to come in and open this phone line so we can actually hear each other, because I feel like you got a lot of good things to say yourself. You've had some good experiences. I feel like you've had a lot of miracles in your life, too, that there's a lot of them you really can't talk and share with us on the line, but...
I've had another one I could probably share. Once I was driving, and in this very industrial area where there's trucks, heavy loaded long semi trucks, and I basically was going to get squeezed in between two of them, and I was with my boyfriend at the time, and somehow I had a little sports car, a little Mitsubishi Eclipse. I don't know how it happened, but my whole car just was like moved over. Like time got bent or something happened, and my whole car just moved out of the way. And I was like, did you see that? And he's like, oh my God. He's like, and he was a very spiritual person. And he's like, oh my God, I can't believe this just happened to us. We had to pull over, and we're just like sitting there like breathing and just wondering, oh my God. this was a miracle. We just, you know, we couldn't believe what was happening. That was one of my first spiritual experiences. But I've had a couple of other incidents. I sense energy. I can feel things around me, very sensitive. And sometimes on my pictures, I get angels. Little stuff comes out. So it's kind of cool around me. So I kind of like that. So I get my little support team that's around me. I get validation every so often.
Right.
Which is nice. Like feathers, like on my car. There's no sap or trees, and yet I'll find like some sap holding a bit, like a white feather, and I'm like, angels, I know I'm trying to connect, and I'm still working on myself, but give me a sign, anything. I was asking for a white flower, but I got a white feather on my car, and it was like glued on. I'm like, how did that happen? And there's no sap or no tree around me for any type of glue or anything to happen, and then just one perfect, beautiful, soft white little feather there.
Mm-hmm.
So it was interesting. Yeah. There's no white birds around here. So that's another nice little story.
Mm-hmm. So with the situation in your life and everything else, do you have any questions for us?
I did. I recently started going out with this gentleman named Joe, and I just wanted to get inside if you felt like we were going to be spending more time together or New Year's or what you saw the current situation.
Okay. Well, I do. But I also feel like that you need to focus on what you really want out of this relationship, too, and not be scared to get it. Because I feel like that I feel positive about the relationship itself. So you're no longer dating the guy you scared?
We're still going out. We're dating. But I feel like we're both kind of cautious, kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. And he does mirror me, and like you were talking about our mirrors, and it's great because he's like the first gentleman that I've been totally open about my spirituality, which usually I'm not always disclosing.
No, I understand that one very clearly because I've gone through these relationships, and it's kind of funny too because you'll be in these relationships and at first they think it's cool, and then all of a sudden you have a flip back, and usually what happens in those situations that I know from my point anyway, from what I've experienced, usually because they're scared they might know everything. Which I turned out that they're usually hiding stuff from you, and they're scared that you're going to see that, and they have a tendency to lie about things. Which is usually what's so funny about the whole thing is they're scared you're going to see who they really are, and they're scared you might not like them, so they have a tendency to put a mask on. So when you actually meet somebody who's really genuinely interested in your spiritual life, it's definitely a connection that comes together. It's going to tell you, this person's probably wanting to experience it himself, just don't know where to start. And this is the guy you're with right now, right?
Right.
That's probably why I feel so positive about it, because you mirror each other. I feel like as the relationship goes on, if you haven't already, the mirroring is great, but also verbally telling each other.
Which we're doing, and that's so good for me to actually speak my truth fully and just... you know, say this is, you know, I realize this, but this is what I'm getting or I'm feeling. And it's the first fit for me and you for him, too. So it's kind of good because we're both working through it.
Of course it's new to you guys because, see, you've been looking for everybody through the situations you've gone through. Now you guys have come together. Now it's starting to make sense of why you went through all the stuff you did to get where you're at. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay, I was going to say, do I have to repeat that?
No.
We're all trying to get clarity of why we have to go through certain things. And when you meet the right person, you get that clarity very quickly, if not in the first 5 minutes. So I feel like this relationship, I keep getting 2 to 3 months of really kicking in the gear. I feel like you guys are still feeling each other out right now. You know,
right.
It's like pushing the envelope. I feel things with you, and then actually getting to the point of learning how to express those things without that ill will that you've gone through before with other people when you express yourself lashing out at you. Now you're going to find out you've got a positive person who is exactly what he says he is. So keep being who you are, okay?
Fantastic. You feel we'll be spending New Year's together?
I get yes.
Okay.
There's a little cloudiness about it on scheduling, but the yes came through pretty quickly. So,
The what?
I said, did you hear what I said? I said the yes came through very clearly.
Okay.
Okay, but there's a little bit of clouds around it, so that I keep getting scheduling. There's scheduling things, so it might not fall into place exactly what you want it to, but you guys will be together.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
That sounds really good. Wow, awesome.
And also do me a favor and give I always tell people what I'm trying to say here is these past life regressions and the past life work right now seems like it's very important for a lot of people to do. And I feel like you should definitely get one.
A past life regression?
Yeah, well, I tell people when I do past life regressions, I can actually do it for you. I can go back in certain time periods I'd be pulled back to. Like we'll sit here and discuss what kind of issues that you're not really sure why you have them. And then we can go back to certain parts and certain past lives and find out why you have those. Like me, for instance, why am I so fascinated with King Arthur? Because I was actually around that time. Why do I have a tough time with I can't trust anybody to get my back. And the reason that is I went back to Egypt and I was actually knifed in the back. I was actually a guard for the Pharaoh and someone knifed me in the back. So those things have a tendency to stick with you. But once you realize what those are, you don't have those problems anymore. And that's why I keep saying that I keep telling people and urging them to get those, especially with the rates at right now with $10 for an hour and $5 for an hour, because I'm throwing everything that I do into those. So I'm not excluding anything. So it's not like, okay, you just get a regular reading for $10. No, that's not what we're doing. What we're doing is for $10, you get an hour of whatever you feel like you need to do or work in that session. That's how we work. We got to go through and we got to follow through where spirit takes us. And I just keep getting that whole thing with you. So I'm just saying you should definitely take advantage of that whole thing. I feel like there's some issues. If you trace them back, they would help you understand things and help you with this relationship.
Okay.
And are you there?
I'm all okay.
I'm just saying, you know, for a fact that when I went back and did these, it just really made sense. Why do I feel like I got to save everybody? Because I used to literally save people. I feel like in some ways, it might not, because I was sitting there watching this movie called King Arthur. It's the last one where they're actually enslaved to the Roman Empire. And I said, you know something? When I saw that, I said, that's the closest thing I've seen that's actually real. Okay, so how can I make that obsession? I can't even say it. How can I come up with a conclusion? I mean, I've just done that so many times, and they're going, no, you got it wrong. I'll even tell you one thing that freaked me out, because I was sitting talking about Christmas and everything. When I went to see the Passions of the Christ, a friend of mine looked at me and he goes, how'd you feel when you went to go see that movie? Didn't it really, like, really overwhelm you? I said, not as bad as the first time. And the guy goes, what do you mean by that? You seen the movie before? I said, no, listen to what I said. It was nothing like it was the first time because I was there. I saw it. And when I seen the movie, I cringed because I could feel everything that was going on. Now, how could I do that? To have that kind of connection to something if I didn't have a connection to the actual time when it happened. So it's also another overwhelming feeling to go, you can't sit here and deny those or even deny the ideal Jesus existed. So those are the spiritual situations or experiences that you have that most Christians will never experience it because they're actually living the role of being Christian, not the ideal of actually being loving and caring. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it definitely does.
Because I'm tired of Christians telling me the way it is and not living it. And I try to do everything I can. The more I started doing this kind of lifestyle, the more I can actually really live it. And the more I live it, the more happier I am. So think about what I said.
I definitely am.
And I would love to hear from you. And at least to tell us how things have changed in the first year. Because I feel like you're going to have some things that you really want to express to somebody after you go through some situations of really finding out what it means to be happy. Okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And I really appreciate your call. And you have a very happy holiday.
Me too. Merry Christmas.
You're welcome. Bye bye now.
Bye.
I'm really okay. Come on, technology, work for me. There we go. Oh shoot! Did I just hang up on somebody? I do not like this switchboard sometimes. I think that was 727 area code. I'm sorry if I. Sometimes I push the button and it takes off two callers at one time. So forgive me on that one. Let's go back to our calls. Okay, 814. You're on the air. How are you?
Hi there. Good. How are you?
I'm getting better, I guess.
Oh, I enjoy listening to you. You're very calming.
Okay, thank you. I've heard that. I've heard it quite a bit, and I used to have friends of mine who used to fall asleep on the phone too, and they used to tell me it wasn't because I was boring. It was just I had a soothing voice. I said, yeah, okay, whatever. But but yeah, after a while, yeah, after you tell, you know, it's one of those situations. I'm pretty sure you've been in the same situation yourself. When people tell you things, it's kind of hard to take it and be, you know, complimentary about it because I think we've been taught that's wrong.
Oh yeah, definitely.
So it's like, I love it. I appreciate it. And I thank you. And it's just a reaffirming that I'm actually going in the right direction. So
yeah, definitely.
And that's what we're trying to do. I'm just trying to be the best I can. When I first started doing this show, I was kind of mechanical, you know, when you first get into things, like everybody else would do.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But I got back to the situation of listening to my guidance and saying, have fun.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're trying to do here. Sometimes I get a little, boy, sometimes you can actually feel the energy.
That's good.
So we know the energies, you know, the angels are with us, and I felt it too many times, especially when I was in my shop. It was like, I mean, one time I felt like I was walking out and my feet were like a feet off the ground.
Wow.
So with the situation, it's kind of cool. But let me ask you a question. Your name is?
Yeah. My name is Liz.
Liz. And you're calling from? I've never seen 814.
Yeah, Pennsylvania. It's I'm about 90 miles away from Pittsburgh, so that's the closest major city.
Okay, so you have affiliation with the Steelers? Isn't it the Steelers?
Oh, yeah, they're awesome, aren't they? Aren't they great?
Well, actually, we like Dallas. But, hey, you know.
That's all right. that's why they make 31 flavors, you know.
There you go. Cause unless you're like my brother. He likes who's ever winning. So
exactly.
He's gone from San Francisco to I can't remember all the teams, but he's gone back, like, San Francisco. He'll go to Pittsburgh. He'll go, you know, he just bounces around. Like when San Francisco was winning, he was their biggest fan, you know.
Yeah, that's cool.
But do you have a story to share with us or just want to ask a couple questions?
Well, is it okay just to get a reading if you to do that?
No, I'm just kidding. But
oh, no, I'm sorry. I just wanted to make sure.
I was just asking everybody if they would share a story with us because, I mean, 2010 was not one of the best years, I would say. So sometimes hearing stories... things that have happened.
Okay, positive, uplifting stories, sure. Even though the economy has been really crappy, mm-hmm. I've been very thankful that I've been able to tap into my creativity and still make a living, you know, kind of doing some non-traditional things. And I think people should, I know it's such a cliche, think outside the box.
Uh-huh.
You have to do that.
Yeah, how can you do a story and thinking inside the box?
Well, yeah, I mean, you can't limit yourself. I think we have to really... pull within our talents, and don't be afraid to try something different.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been able to keep myself above water doing that particular thing.
Right. Just saying. Sometimes, that's the thing. See, I always tell people, quit letting the world dictate your success, and you dictate it yourself.
Take some control. I mean, I'm already looking into starting my own website for 2011, doing some... production, because I work in radio, I write, I produce commercials and things, and, you know, there's still a need for that kind of stuff.
Really?
Absolutely. I mean, I work for a commercial station in town. That's how I make a living. But I want to branch out and do, you know, my own thing independently, too. It's like a freelance, as it were.
Yeah. No, I was just curious. I've always wanted to do real, you know, well, I'm not saying this is not real radio, but I'm just saying... be great to get paid for doing it in some ways. You know.
Well, maybe I should talk after the show because I'm getting connected with some people in 2011. So,
all right.
Maybe I should call you back.
Yeah, you should.
I have your other number that where you can get readings. I was listening to it. Is that 93? Is that the 937 number?
The 937, yeah. 937-838-6337.
I'm sorry, what is your first name again?
Oh, okay.
What is your name?
Well, like I said, the thing, I've been doing this a lot, when I tell everybody, Psychic Journeyman is my professional name.
That's fine. Okay, cool.
But if you want to, but a lot of people have been asking me what my name is. Well, there's a lot of my friends that call me Gene, and there's some other, but I also have other friends that call me Donnie. And the reason that is because my first name is Donald, which do not call me Donald.
All right.
That's my dad's name, so
okay.
That's tattoo. But if you call me Donnie, I love that. And Gene was something it took on when I used to work in Colorado. People started calling me Gene all the time.
Cool.
Because I used
that wasn't even a given name. They just threw it out at you, huh?
No, it is actually a given name. My name is actually Donald Gene.
I see. Okay.
So Gene is my middle name, but a lot of people go by their middle name. So.
Oh yeah, they do.
And when I was first in Colorado, I used to have the name Amazing Gene when I do psychic work.
Okay.
And I had a friend. I actually had a fiance's mother who decided she wanted to ruin me. So she just basically just called everybody and anybody and just said, "Hey, this guy is this and this," and it was just a jealousy trick because she didn't get what she wanted. So,
That's sad.
I tell everybody, go talk to the woman. As soon as you start talking to her, you can tell what kind of person she is.
Yeah.
And she's got. It's like I hate when people really have really a lot of potential to be something great and awesome.
Yeah.
And they choose to live in a certain shell, like you were talking about, in the box instead of going outside the box, and really being extraordinary. Because I think some people are scared of themselves, and I do believe what that one guy said. A lot of us did come from Atlantis, and we're scared that when we had power then, that we have a tendency to be scared of it now.
Oh, absolutely! Like fear of success and that sort of thing.
Tracing it back to the roots of actually a past.
Wow.
That's what I was telling everybody. I'm not, you know, it's not the idea of boning up business. It's the idea of I love what I do and I believe in what I do. So therefore, I want to really reach as many people as I can because I know for a fact with me personally too, and some of the people I've worked with, just tracing something back to the source really helps you in this lifetime.
Oh, no doubt.
So, and I want everybody to tune in. We have a show Tuesday on energy. That's a very important thing to tune in to learn how to use all this stuff, and it all works together.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, and Liz,
yeah.
I love the story, but you have a couple questions for us, don't you?
Well, I wasn't trying to be selfish. I just was curious about something. I've been involved in a relationship with an individual off and on, and I'm just wondering if you can give me a read on like what direction you see it going.
I think I have a lot of confusion about this thing, not just with you, but with him. Like when I sit here and focus on his life, I keep getting all these things he's trying to make decisions about, and it's almost like you get the impression, why is he making such a big deal of everything? Does he have a tendency to worry a lot?
I mean, at one point he was very successful, and his life has kind of taken a dump, as it were, and so he's not on top like he once was, and we reconnected after many, many years. We knew each other. Let's talk about past lives. We knew each other way 30 years ago, and we reconnected, and it was great initially, but, you know, when we met up, it's like he pulled a 360, and we've been kind of like, we've had a friendly communication on the phone ever since.
Really?
And I'm just wondering if you see it taking off and becoming anything or just stagnating?
Well, first of all, I was stopped thinking about the word stagnate. And the thing I see with him is I feel like you're really like, you have got a plan for next year. You've got a plan for tomorrow. You've got a plan for today.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't. And he's trying to get back on top. But the biggest problem he's doing there is he's thinking about where he used to be, and he's trying to get back there.
Yeah.
He cannot attract and get back what he had. But he can focus on the future to accomplish and build what he had before. But he has to think about it in the future sense instead of constantly focusing on the past of what he's been through. And what I'm saying is like having conversations and talking about it. If he talks about it to you, about what he happened, or it just comes up from time to time, he's just reaffirming it.
Mm-hmm.
So he's having trouble. And the reason I feel like in some ways he's spinning his wheels is because he's too much focusing on what he had.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't really appreciate what he's got. Because he doesn't think he has anything because of what he had before.
Right.
So it's just one of those things that this thing could really go forward if you're both thinking about the future. If one's thinking about the past and the other one's thinking about the future, you're going to be going in two different directions, and that's why it won't work out. And it's got so much potential of going together.
With him and I, you mean?
Yeah, with you and him, it's got a lot of potential going somewhere. But the way things are right now, it's kind of like on friendship, and it'll be there for a while. Until, it's like we were saying before, it's the idea of affirming what you want to do. It's like if you feel like in this situation with this person that you really want something more with him, that's what I would focus on.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like the idea of focusing on the energy and putting it where it needs to be put at, which is now in the future.
Okay.
But you still have to focus on what's going on right now in order to obtain what you want to get in the future. So I'm saying focus on the outcome, but at this moment, look at the situation realistically too and be honest with him and tell him to stop talking about anything that happened in the past because it's gone. It's over, and you're letting it dictate your future. And we don't want to do that. I mean, it's kind of funny how you sit there and think about sayings from the past and how much they really do make sense. People who dwell on the past have a tendency to repeat it.
Well, of course, sure.
But some people say, well, if you don't sit there and look at the past and examine it, then you could be doomed to repeat it.
That's true, too.
What's true to a sense, I think we all should know where we've been and where we come from, but if you have a tendency to dwell on it too much, you can repeat that and create it again.
And
I guess it's the idea of getting back to the reality of things, of understanding that when you start manifesting stuff, you're the vehicle that's going to bring it into reality. And how you think, and how you focus, and how you proceed to go with that dictates your success.
Yeah, I have to agree with you, definitely.
Because the world will sit there and tell you, oh, you know, marriage is like this. You live together, then you get married, and then da-da-da-da. And you're sitting there going, okay, the statistics say you're full of it because there's 60% divorce rate because of that procedure.
Mm-hmm.
I've told this to people, I said, you know, I'm not saying that living together doesn't have its potential of working. I'm just saying every time I've ever done any relationship counseling with anybody, it just hasn't. And the statistics you say, living together, the people who live together have a higher rate of divorce than people who don't.
Oh, I believe you.
And the people that are spiritual, realistically spiritual people who love unconditionally, have a very low rate of divorce.
Yeah.
Okay. And because they were sitting there talking about Christians really have a high rate of divorce too as well. Because they're still letting the world dictate what that is. Because I mean, I've heard people say you have to obey the law because that's what, you know. But we also have to listen to our guidance, and that's what I'm saying here in this situation.
Yeah.
It's like there, you can pick up some things on how he lost what he lost,
mm-hmm.
because he thinks about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, what does he want from me exactly?
Support. I keep getting support. Sometimes he wants pity.
Yeah, that too.
I'm saying,
but it becomes draining for me because, I mean, I feel that it's a one-way street at this point. I've tried to be very supportive and very helpful. I'm wondering, am I being used, or does he truly appreciate what I do for him?
You're being used. He also appreciates what you do for him. But see, in these little periods of pity, that's when you have to put your foot down and say, "Snap out of it, buddy." Pity is self-indulgence.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, so, but then the question I have for you, if he's using me, what good could ever become of this?
Well, see, some people have a tendency to use people because they're the victim. They're so busy being the victim, they don't realize what they're doing until someone smacks them. Not literally smacks them, okay? I'm just saying.
Uh-huh.
It's like, you know, it's like Moonstruck when Cher smacked Nicolas Cage. It's just the idea of getting to a point of having some kind of vehicle to snap him out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And say, do you want... I said, if he's going to be this way, he's never going to get nowhere. So in this situation, I feel like there's potential with the relationship if someone would just look at him and say, you know something? Do you really want that stuff? Or do you just want to sit there and bitch about it?
Yeah.
In the process of bitching about it, all you're doing is reaffirming it, so you're never going to get it.
Exactly.
And I think I should be a real good friend to you right now and tell you the truth of what you're doing is basically defeating your purpose.
Yeah.
Now, if you don't want to see, one thing I also say, you're not responsible for this man's life, and he's not responsible for you.
Yeah, so I know that.
Things, I'm just saying, with the situation, if you feel like you don't want to be in this situation anymore, and you, and the energy, and it just continuously, like I said, you put your foot down, you do those things I was saying that you get to snap him out of it. If you're not getting anywhere, I would give it like a month. If you still are at the same place next month, then I would make a really hard decision and say, I can't even be your friend until you decide to be one.
Mm-hmm. See, the thing that is the most draining is how he'll play this game and act like, kind of like he'll throw me a bone and act like, well, you know, I know someday we'll be together. I'm just not... I'm not seaworthy, as it were, yet. You know, I don't have it together, and so that kind of like makes me think. Well, what is he? Is he just saying that to keep me? You know. Yeah, exactly. That's very frustrating, I would have to say.
Yes, it is. And I'm just saying. Sometimes you got to come to the situation and the realization, and you know, does this really meet your needs? Am I happy with this? And then sit there and look at the situation and go, okay, if he's in a situation of making you hang on. He sees potential, but see, the hard thing about it, and I think the meanest part about this whole thing is, if he can realize that, then he's already past the point of dealing with it, and he's not dealing with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because he already knows what it is. If he considers to make that statement to you, he knows exactly what he needs to work on. He knows exactly what the problem is.
Yeah.
And what he's saying is, I'm not going to do it right now. So please hang on until I decide one day I might do it.
That's ridiculous.
I'm just saying, just give it another month. If it doesn't happen,
yeah.
The only thing you can do in the situation to make him do what he's got to do is take yourself out of the situation.
Exactly.
If you don't want to do the month, you don't have to do the month. I'm just, when I focus on it, that's what I get. Give him another month. Just give it another month. There's a real good possibility of some changes in this month. I always stress to people there's a good chance of changes, but we're also talking about a person who's acting very human right now. So the ego's a lot in this role, too.
Right.
So, but, you know, like I'm saying, what I was saying before, really, and what I was getting at was start visualizing. And people don't understand this. They say, well, okay, if you visualize, you're going to change it. I'm just saying if you visualize it and you don't change it, it's telling you that it's not going to.
Mm-hmm.
So, therefore, what you're focusing on, because I have a chat with a girlfriend of mine who's focusing on this guy, and she keeps saying, well, people keep telling me this, and this just hasn't happened yet.
Mm-hmm.
I say, well, sometimes you have to realize yourself of going back to your plan and to the description of the person you want to be with and look at one more time and ask yourself that the guy that you're focusing on right now, is he really that? And maybe the universe is not giving you that is because this is not the person. The description you have of that person, don't you hate that? The person... I'm just saying with the situation.
Yeah, I hear
you. Off at the same time. I'm just saying with the situation, it's the universe is telling you what you're looking for, you haven't gotten yet, so keep going. And this is a sign for you to let go of that in favor. Oh, I'm not with the person I've been focusing on. And this is telling me this because it's taking too much work, and it just wasn't supposed to be that way. Because I keep feeling that with the way you've been. That phone messed me up. When you start thinking about the situation, you know what you want. He doesn't. That's a sign in itself. I said that's a sign right there because it's telling me that you're ready for a relationship and he's not.
So in other words, you're saying it's a mismatch, right? That's what I'm getting.
Yeah, because I sit there and tell people all the time, when I talk about the Ten Commandments, was a spiritual context, but people keep wanting to make it materialistic, thou shalt not steal. And I said, this is a prime example of spirituality, of people stealing things from people by making them wait, by telling someone a flat-out lie and saying, one day we'll be together. Okay, why would they?
It's a ploy, I think, so they can use you in the meantime.
Yeah, so you just sit there and hang in. I'm just saying, watch the person yourself. I think the reason I'm telling you to give you a month, because after this month, I think you're going to have a lot more information to go, no, I know exactly what I need to do.
Well, if he would change for the better, I'd be shocked.
That's true, too. But think about the situation you're talking about. You're waiting for someone to change into something that you want when actually you've been affirming that you want that. without change. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, kind of.
You've been focusing on a perfect person, as in your description of what that means. And this person's not even close to it.
But you know, it's funny though. I'm not looking for a perfect person. I'm a very spiritual person, very down to earth. I'm very willing to work with people.
Right.
I think on the other hand, he's very much stuck in the physical world, and
yeah.
he wants like a trophy to live vicariously through. So
when I said perfect person, what you're looking for is a person like you. That's on the same level.
Yeah.
Someone can work with you. And I don't feel like you I still don't feel like you found that person. Forgive me, guys. I'm eating pumpkin pie here, okay?
Okay. Enjoy. It's Christmas.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying to you. It's like a sign. I can see it from my side of the thing, but you're living it. I understand that. But I'm saying it comes to me real clearly that the person you're focusing on, he's not it. The person you're focusing on is someone who is what you are, spiritual, still learning, but you want somebody to share that with. Not
yeah.
You don't want to be a therapist.
Oh, yeah, you got that right.
So I'm saying,
yeah.
I'm just saying, stop being a therapist. You want to be a girlfriend, and I think you want to be a wife, too.
Yeah.
So,
one day at a time, right?
That's true. I'm just saying, when you catch yourself in these situations, I've done the same thing. I just had to do it myself. I had an ex-girlfriend call me up and say, hey. And then she bitched for 3 days. I could feel like there was something there underneath the line that she wanted to talk about, and she wanted to get back together, but she never said it. She just wanted to talk about other things, which told me she wasn't ready, and I know I am.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just saying, I really wanted to get back with her. I mean, it was just like one of those things of focusing on it all the time. And then I started focusing on my journal, and then I started asking my angels. I said, okay, what am I actually really focusing on? What am I affirming right here?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Pointed out to me again, and that's when I started getting this description. And she's 5'6", and the person I was focusing on is 5'3".
Interesting.
So I'm sitting there going, and this other person I feel like is coming along is on the same level as I am, if not a healer, that we could actually work together, not constantly pulling her back up on the boat because she fell off of it.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you can identify with that one.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But definitely.
Well, I'll let you go because you probably have a lot of calls waiting, and I appreciate your time.
Well, if you need any more, why don't you call me after the show and we'll talk, okay?
All right, thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right, bye-bye.
Happy holidays.
Okay, same to you.
Bye-bye. Okay. Let's go to 917 area code. There we go. 917, you're on the air. How are you? How you doing? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Psychic Eddie Journey here.
Well, first of all, guys, with the X, I don't know what it means because it just came out of nowhere, and every time I want to change it, the angels say leave it there. So it's just one of those divine things that happen. And I'm sorry, dear, but what is your name?
Ellen.
Ellen?
Yes.
It's 917, and where is that?
New York.
New York? Okay. The next question I was going to ask you was if you had a story to share with us, any kind of miracles or Christmas stories. If not, I'll be glad to listen to your questions.
I really don't have any Christmas miracles to share. Wish I did.
Right. I'm just saying, with the situations, the way things have been going, it's just trying to give a little bit of stories of saying, okay, if that happened once, because I've always said that before, even when the years like 2010 happened, that kind of thing, the energy for miracles to happen is still there. She's got to learn how to use it.
Or let it be. What do you have to talk about? That's maybe the question I should ask. I would love to tap into some miracles right now.
Okay. Well, I feel like in some ways the miracles happen because of people getting themselves in a position of actually right thinking. And the reason I say that, because most of the people I've ever been around, which is basically my family, if you sit and listen to them talk, very negative. And even when they try to say things positive, they always have a negative twist to it because they always feel like that's what they need to do. I have done readings for a long time, and when I started doing angel readings, I was kind of like drawn back when people would come to me. It would tell me this reading's just too positive. There has to be something negative. And I said, no, actually, if you think about it, in the Bible, and I usually use the Bible references because it's a positive thing, all right? What I'm saying is when they send the Bible focus on the kingdom of God, which is a very positive thing, therefore your life will be better. And what I say is, if you focus on positive things and that's all you focus on, that's all you'll get. So you to tap into miracles, it's just the idea of start listening to your guidance and let it lead you in the direction spontaneously, and then you'll start seeing miraculously, everything will start changing, and you'll look at it as a miracle because they're actually happening the way you want them to.
Would you mind asking my angels if that is my problem?
Well, that's why I told you that.
Oh, they are saying that.
Yeah, I tell people a lot. You know, I just want people to listen. I tell stories. And the reason I tell stories is because that's how my guidance, and I'm not saying I don't get blown. I've actually blown people away by describing their situations pretty accurately. But when the information starts coming through, they use stories. They use what I've gone through. And then they give you the information describing you to basically affirm that, okay? And when I sit there picked up what you were about being positive, the very first thing I picked up with you was the idea of if you just change that one thing and look at, I'm not saying to really focus on every thought that you have. I'm just saying take an intention of focusing on nothing but positive thoughts. And then when you do catch yourself saying something negative, turn it into a positive. Go ahead. I'm sorry, dear.
No, I don't think that I was negative. In fact, I've always had a lot of, like, willpower and ideas, things that I wanted to implement.
Right.
In the last couple of years, it's as though I can't get anything done.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like it has sapped a lot of my optimism. But I really didn't think I had fallen into negativity. So is that a problem that I'm negative, or is it that I am simply not following the direction that my angels will want me to follow, and I'm being blocked because of that?
You're not following the directions they're giving you. So in the process of second-guessing yourself, those are creating negative situations. What I mean by that is, it's like my situation, things got kind of bleak. So I started focusing too much on the situation instead of focusing on the solution, which they were constantly kind of guiding me to, because they kept on saying, okay, you're not making any money. Nothing's really coming in right now. You've got to keep doing what you're supposed to do, because that's where it's all going to happen. So don't let the illusion of what's going on by no return. Oh, my goodness. Can we make a complaint to freaking Blog Talk Radio to cut down on these freaking pops? They actually have pop-ups right now that you can't click off. And I have no idea where this is coming from. And I know last time I checked, it was actually a pop-up that popped up on the thing. There's no arrow. There's nothing near that pop-up. And it just... So if you want some Lysol, check it out. Okay. But what I'm saying is, it's like my situation is very... It's just so intense because we have a tendency to let things to manipulate us to do what we think we need to do, which is basically bills. Not realizing, because they always tell us that you got to do this and you got to do that. That's a human thing. I've found out so many times when you go to people and since I've been doing this spiritual, being really spiritual and really focusing on the guidance that comes through me to lead me in certain directions, people are extra nice. There was also something that came to me not too long ago, too. There was a lady named Reverend Rhonda, who has a show here on Blog Talk Radio. Very positive woman. And some of the things she has said, I thought was very fascinating having her on my show, because we talked about chakras. And she really brought a lot of insights on energy and chakras and that kind of stuff. But it was also the one thing was talking about, people talk about protecting themselves. And it's usually the situations they're in, they're protecting themselves from by negative people that are in their lives. Well, this is also a prime example that if you have negative people in your life, there's something about you, you're focusing on something that's negative to draw these people in. So therefore, if you keep on focusing on nothing but positive to change those things and change the thinking, change your thoughts, change everything to positive, you would start noticing you got more positive in your life and positive people. Therefore, you wouldn't have to protect yourself no more, because you wouldn't have to, because you're living a positive life. So you don't protect yourself from positive things. So therefore, a protection would be one thing you wouldn't have to do. So just all these things of focusing on positive and changing your life and living the life that you want to, you're going to start noticing that you actually have more time to live your life because you're not focusing on protection or who's that negative person or the relationship you're in, you're not analyzing anymore. You've gotten to the point where you're actually living it. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, I guess so.
Well, if it doesn't, it's okay. I just want to make sure you do, because I mean, I'm just saying the idea of being positive. See, sometimes we have a tendency to not catch ourselves thinking negatively. The idea of just focusing on a bill or focusing on the lack of not having the money to pay the bill is a negative thought. And sometimes we don't realize that because we think we're just stating a fact. Well, that fact is actually based on what the world tells you it is. What we're trying to get you to do is go one step further, and your guidance says, no, keep going forward and keep going after what you really want to do, where you want to be at, who you want to be, and think about nothing else. Those bills and stuff will take care of themselves. I've even heard the situation of saying, don't get caught up with a debt place to help you get out of debt, because the word itself, debt, is a negative thought. So what you try to do is you get someone else to, you know, put yourself on a nice program that automatically takes the money out of your whatever and fix those bills so you don't have to focus on debt and then start focusing on prosperity and start focusing on your life. I mean, there's a lot of things you want to accomplish. That's what I'm saying. Just that, do like I did, because I had the same thing happen to me as well. Someone told me the same thing. I just said, okay, I think I'll just sit back and take a couple steps back and take a look at it myself and see if I can see what they're saying too. So that's all I'm asking you to do. Just take a look again. Re-examine your life and ask yourself whether there are certain times. Because sometimes, I mean, a negative thought sometimes could be just one negative thought a day, but they do have a tendency to accumulate. Do you do any meditations or anything like that?
I try. I usually meditate maybe a couple of times a week.
Uh-huh. I'm just saying, take like 10 or 15 minutes in the morning before you go and do anything. If you just simply sit there and focus on breathing in and breathing out, you're taking your mind off your life for just a couple of seconds. And meditation is like a form of letting go. It's also opening up the communication with your angels even more. And the more you meditate, the more you're open to hearing and feeling and seeing. I meditated like 2 hours a day. And I really identify with people who talk about it's hard to calm your mind. But see, basically what it is you're hanging on to everything. So there's all this clatter. And once you start letting go of all that clatter, you'll start realizing that that keeps getting lower and lower until there's no noise anymore. And it was just the idea of hanging on to everything because you think you have to think about it. If you're not constantly thinking about it, then you're thinking, okay, I'm not being a responsible person. But actually, in reality, once you let go, the idea of letting go is where you really have the power of actually being in charge. It's simply one of those things of listening to your angels and letting go of the side of the river and just letting the river take you where it's going to take you. And realize your angels would never take you anywhere that would hurt you. They're always looking out for the best for you. It's just the ideal of letting that go. Does that make sense?
I'm still getting over the point of I'm not in control. And I can't make things happen. It doesn't matter whether it's positive thoughts or whatever. And mm-hmm. that's the part that I really have problems with.
Well,
and it seems as though I'm supposed to let go and just let them guide me. But I also thought that there was supposed to be free will and being able to attract what you want into your life. To me, these are not reconcilable things. I actually do think I've had very positive thoughts and tried to implement them, and nothing happened. And it seems, yes, and I do get this feeling that I'm supposed to let go, but it seems, I guess I'm having that problem of moving forward, of saying that I am not in control, and it's really I'm supposed to follow some type of a path or something and let the angels or the divine guide me. And that I do have problems with.
Well, it's just the idea of living the universe, do what it's got to do. It's like mailing a letter. You mail the letter, and you trust it will get from point A to point B. And sometimes when people try to manifest things, what they're doing is they're attaching themselves to the situation they're trying to manifest, which is like hanging onto a letter and expecting it to be delivered when you still just hang on to it. I'm trying to sit there and figure out a way to even put it in different words from exactly what I've been through and what I've actually accomplished. Because, I mean, at first I was kind of mad and angry about the situation and about things going on. I took responsibility of my life 100%. And then there were days where my books and all the stuff that I was, all my work and stuff of working on, you know, alchemy, law of attraction, focusing on what I wanted, just wasn't happening. And I got angry, started throwing the books at the wall, saying, you know, I don't understand this. I'm doing exactly what you guys keep saying. I keep doing exactly what I want to do. Can't figure out why it's not happening. And then 2 days later, it did. I don't know if it was the idea of just letting go. That was another releasement. But I've noticed that when things didn't happen, it's because I was still dwelling on them and still hanging on to them, still attached. Once I detached myself and was in the mode of actually waiting for them to happen, I was putting faith in what I was saying. And they happened. But, you know, there were certain things you can't do, is that the universe will bring everything into play. You're just affirming it. But also making sure that you... just making sure to yourself that's exactly what you want. These are the exact things I'm focusing on. Because sometimes in situations like this too, I notice I've done it myself, where I focus on something, but I'm focusing on, let's say I'm focusing on the writing and stuff. I'm not actually focusing on the visualization of it happening. So I'm kind of focusing on the wrong thing. I'm not focusing on the reality of it. I'm focusing on what's in my book. And that piece of, and that writing in that situation right there right in front of my face, that's real writing, but it's not the situation. It wasn't until I decided later on to put the visualizations and how I would feel if it happened. And then started feeling that. You know, okay, if this happened, I'd be very happy. So I would sit there and put the two together and then say, okay, the idea of getting a ride home right now would be great. And 5 minutes sounds like a good time. And then I would just sit there and say, okay, God. And I was very honest too. You know, I sit there and say, well, I don't want to, I mean, it might sound like I'm lazy, but I just want to go home right now. So could you have someone come by and pick me up? And then I noticed that I went right from that, stopped thinking about it anymore, as in what I wanted, and started thinking about it like I already had it. And next thing you know, 5 minutes later, someone pulled up and took me home. And it was actually a friend of mine, too. So that was kind of cool when I said, I'd like to have a friend. Or if somebody needs to talk to me as a psychic, great. Bring them this way and get away home. And next thing I know, they all fell into place. I mean, even the place where I got angry with my books and stuff. When I moved out of that place, I realized that everything I'd gotten in that apartment had been given to me. And it was always after something I had said. But I always went from one of asking and then went right straight to the waiting for it to happen because I just knew it was. And I knew it would. And so I can explain it. It was the ideal. I stopped trying to do the universe's job and just started doing my own. And sort of focusing on the intent, the visualization, the picture. And I knew if I could focus and really picture it in my mind, the idea of actually visualizing it, I knew it existed. If it didn't exist, I couldn't visualize it. So I just kept on going and going and going. And there was some times where things didn't happen fast enough. But I always go back to me. And ask myself, what was I doing? Or maybe what I should have been doing, or maybe what I shouldn't have done. And then found out the source of that, and then just changed things on that level. And it seemed like the doors always open back up again. And my situation might be simply going back and doing a past life regression, and finding out, maybe not in a past life, but back in this life, and finding out something that's still in your subconscious mind that's keeping you from getting what you want. I knew in my situation it was just some guilt that I'd been hanging on since I was 10 years old. So it's like as you go through these things, it's just like a discovery of discovering yourself again. It's discovering your potential of exactly what you can do and how much control you have over your life. It's just affirming. once you affirm it, let the universe do what it's got to do. So you're like co-creators working together. So if you find yourself not working together and you're trying to do it all yourself, that's a little overwhelming, a little draining too. In your situation, go ahead.
I was just going to say thank you, and I know you have a lot of callers, so I will let you go to them. I appreciate your answering my question.
Oh, you're welcome. I appreciate your call, and if you really want to get a reading or something like that, just give me a call. I'd be glad to work with you. I'm sure we can find a solution to what's going on and find the root. So if you want to get, I'll just say if you want to give me a chance at that sometime, great, or find someone you're comfortable with, but I really appreciate you calling, and I hope I helped.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Alrighty. 864. You're on the air. How are you? What's your name?
Hello.
Yes, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm working on it. I'm just kidding.
You're working on it.
Great.
My name is Tuja. Merry
your
Christmas.
Name is Did you say Tuja?
Tuja, P-U-J-N.
Okay. So where are you calling from?
Calling from South Carolina.
Ah, South Carolina. So, I always ask everybody if you have a short story that you can share with us of a miracle, positive Christmas story, or if you're not, that's fine. If you don't, then just ask a couple questions.
It's specifically a Christmas miracle?
Well, you can also give us something that might have changed your life, that made you think differently or whatever. Whatever you're comfortable with. Whatever you're comfortable with.
Happened a lot.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I love hearing people say a lot of miracles, and I wish I could share them all with you.
Yeah, there are definitely a lot. I'm trying to figure out one I could kind of shorten and share.
Mm-hmm. Everybody who's on the line right now, I promise you, if you stay on the line, we will get to every one of you. So, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I can't really think of a specific one, but I do know that anytime I've really, really needed something, honestly, it's come through. And I always know it's because I'm supported. Like, there are angels around, and there's support there. I mean, that's just a general, like, I can't think of a specific question because I don't want to take up all your time or a specific story.
No, no. Okay, I mean, one thing that was done to me was with the last caller, of trying to help her understand that, you know, she's like, she's having a tough time letting go. Mm-hmm. And I've always learned that by hanging on and not letting go, because we always think that if you hang on to something, we get more control, and actually it's the opposite. As soon as you let go of the whole thing, it's like detaching, and then it's like mailing your letter. Once you mail your letter, you're definitely going to get an answer. Mm-hmm. But if you cling on to it, and I mean, it's like just crazy. To hang on to it and say, okay, I'm just going to hang on to it, and I know I'm still going to answer. That's a contradiction itself. I was trying to help her understand detachment that she has a tendency to, especially this last year. I know I've caught myself doing the same thing where you just get into situations and you think about it and you focus on it too much instead of being grateful for what you got.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Definitely.
Sure.
So with the situation you got going on is,
I'm telling more about my family. My family's experiencing a little bit of, I'm not a setback, but it's just a lot of financial scare. And I'm pretty much the most positive person in our family, but it takes a toll on me because it's hard for me to get to keep doing what I'm doing while they're kind of having trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's also a lesson in detachment a little bit, like what you were talking about before. But I really want to help them, so I'm wondering if you get anything about that and what I should really do.
Well, the first thing I keep picking up is the idea of the situation you're talking about. When you sit there and say of helping your family, I guess the thing I kept picking up the most was, are they really going to listen?
Yeah,
are they going to keep walking into that wall? Because I get this really strong impression It's like my family. You know, you get kind of crazy because you've helped, you know, you help everybody else you come across. You seem to be able to help, but you just can't get through to your family. And it's kind of a frustrating thing, too, because you don't feel like you're doing enough. And I feel like you've done enough.
That's exactly where I'm at the point. So
the only thing you can do in this situation is be a good example and keep doing what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's one of those situations of hoping it plays itself out. And, so, you know, what you said before kind of clicks in someone's head and they make a positive move in a different direction. Mm-hmm. They all be going in the same circle.
Yeah.
Because I keep seeing your family in a big circle. You know, they just keep going around and around and asking themselves, how come I can't get nowhere? But they can't take the risk of going in a different direction. They keep living comfortable. They want to stay in these comfortable situations that they're really comfortable with. They know the outcome, which is, that's insanity, I guess you'd say.
Well, yeah, that is the definition of insanity. Funny.
So don't feel sad and don't feel bad, because if you were just sitting around not doing anything, then I could understand that. Finally coming to a point and saying, well, I feel guilty because of that. But just because they're not taking the advice and they're not taking the example and doing those things, you know, like we've always said before, even with this kind of work and stuff, we're always talking about, we can give them the answers and give them the tools, but they got to physically do it themselves.
Yeah.
So stop being so hard on yourself.
Okay.
Yeah, take it from a person who's done that too, okay?
Yeah. It's hard. It's very hard with family.
Oh, I know. Because we love them so much, we care about them. We don't want to see them walk down there. We're getting tired of seeing them banging their head off the wall.
I do want to ask you if you see the situation getting better for them.
You know something, dear? When you get into this next year, you're going to see some positive changes. There are going to be some clicking things in people's minds that tell them they got to do a different way, and they will take the chance and go a different direction. Now, you're not going to be able, I keep getting the impression there's a lot of people there, and you're not going to be able to save them all. But I do get the impression that there's two individuals that will.
Yeah, I'm hoping it's my dad and my brother.
Well, good, because I actually picked up two males.
Yeah, perfect. That's all I want.
I keep picking up males, and I get the male energy going on, and it's like, yeah. They're connected. They seem very close in some ways too.
Well, they're doing. My dad, my brother's making the same mistake my dad did.
Okay.
But I've been working with my dad a lot, helping him heal, and so I'm hoping that shift. I feel like he's shifting internally, and so hopefully it'll happen, and my brother will start to move too.
Have you invoked Archangel Michael and Raphael?
Oh, I invoke them every day. I work in a healing capacity, so I mean that's who I work with. But I think this has been my biggest challenge, is to really help to let myself move forward, because I feel like I'm moving forward really quickly, but it's hard because they're behind me.
What I would also suggest is Archangel Gabriel,
mm-hmm.
which is actually to me is the angel of communication. Because it's just the ideal. People talk to me all the time, and they're like, okay, people love listening to you because you have a soothing voice, and they listen.
Yeah.
I got a reading myself where someone told me that I had Archangel Gabriel with me as well. And I think that's the reason why, guidance and helping and support of helping me always be in situations, not to back off, but to actually say what I need to say. Because I know eventually there's going to be some positive results. Maybe not today, but, you know, there's going to be. It's like, well, you know for a fact. It's like a lawyer saying something in front of a jury. Sure, you can strike it from the record, but it's still in their minds, and it's going to still affect the outcome.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying here. It's keep smiling. I love it when you smile. I can actually hear it through the phone. So, I mean, come on. So, yeah, don't stop doing that, because that's actually, it has a really positive effect on a lot of people, so.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm. So just keep going. just keep doing what you got to do. I mean, like you said, just because you don't get instant results doesn't mean it's not affecting people. I think it's that human side that comes through, and when we see it, then we realize we're having an effect. When we don't see it so quickly, we have a tendency to doubt ourselves, and I don't want that to happen. Because you're doing exactly what you're supposed to do. You're doing a great job forward. You're going to see some really positive changes in the first of the year, if not the whole year. And if you want to, there's a person here on Blog Talk Radio. I saw this one on her site where she just says affirm things at the beginning of the week and do them in weekly things. And so, you know, a lot of people try to stuff two things in one day. Just to tell yourself, you know, there's going to be a break in the situation before the end of the week. There's going to be a miracle that's going to happen before the end of the week, that you're going to see a turnaround, and just kind of affirm those little things from time to time in small little shots. I've done that like the last 3 weeks, of just saying a great financial blessing is going to happen before the end of the week. And then today I came up with a different one where it was I'm going to get 20 readings by the end of the week that are going to be great, that come with great financial blessings. So it's just the ideal, constantly catching yourself. And that's what I was trying to tell the last lady. Sometimes we don't realize we're saying negative things because, first of all, we have people around us saying nothing.
Yeah.
And then we're caught up in our situation and what's going on, so we're not really aware of it. We're focusing in the wrong direction. That's what I'm saying here. You don't want to get caught up in the situation of focusing on your dad and your brother, of the negative things they're going through and the negative things they're doing. You want to keep focusing on what you're trying to do and hang on to your vision, which is very positive. And it will play itself out, okay?
Great. Sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
No, you're welcome, and you have a great I want to say happy. Maybe I want to say Happy New Year so we get this done and get into the new year. But Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Also, everybody out there, we want to call in here, get you a reading, ask you a couple questions that you want answered. No problem. Call 646-721-9031. We also say at the beginning of the show that I also do private readings, and right now we're having a good special for December and January, where if you call me and get a reading from me, or do these past life regressions and do some past life work, right now an hour is $10 and a half hour is $5. So I would definitely recommend you take advantage of those things, because getting this working on this past lives and stuff, you can actually get a lot of insights of what's going on in your present life. Maybe you have some issues that you don't understand. You can trace it back to one of these lifetimes and get some insight into the whole thing. And I found out that when people get insights into those situations from the source, they have a tendency to give it up easier. Just the realization itself that people give things up. So I definitely highly recommend you get one of those things. And right now it's a good time to get it, because I'm pretty sure you're not going to find any rates like that anywhere. And if you go on my site, which is psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com, or give me a call at 937-838-6337, we'll get you in there. If you check that site out, it'll take you right to the place where you can actually do your payments. You also will notice that normally my readings are $50 for a half hour and $100 for an hour. But for you who call into the show, you're getting the special rate of $10 for a half hour and $5 for a half hour and $10 for an hour. So take advantage of the whole thing and call in, and I'd love to do some work with you guys. I'm looking forward to doing more work in the beginning of the year, because this is what I love to do, and I love working with people. And I want to make sure you get those answers for next year. Get them now. All right. Let's go on to our next call. Enough said. Okay. Caller 201, you're on the air. And how you doing? What's your name?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. How you doing?
Good. Merry Christmas, first of all.
Okay. With that sigh, I was kind of wondering, are you sure you're really doing good?
I'm doing good. I just had a fight with my mom. And actually, since you're doing readings, I was actually wondering, what do you get on this? I have a main goal is to move out of the house, because I'm going to be 22 and I really, really just want to get out of this house. I've been trying to for years, so I want to see if it's actually going to happen this year. Well, upcoming year.
Let me ask you a question. What do you think is the one thing that's keeping you from leaving the house?
The fact that I'm still in school, and every time, like, I take the initiative to actually move, I'm like, oh, it's going to get better, but it has gone way worse. And, I mean, like, I'm normally in school, but I'm out here for vacation, but I want to go. Like, I'm about to graduate college already, so
mm-hmm.
I want to definitely just move, especially right. from my parents, because they're so suffocating and manipulative. I can't take it anymore.
Mm-hmm. So do you have your like, that you can't do it?
I mean, I think it's also because like, I don't have enough money. It's always that money issue, especially because I pay for my school stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, ugh. But I want to actually see if I can get a roommate or something, actually completely moved out. Like, I wanted to move in with my aunt.
Mm-hmm. I'm just so saying, the situation I pick up on is the idea of changing the idea of the money thing. You know, it's like when I listen to the statements, the statements are telling me that you're putting a limitation on what you can and cannot do because of the money issue. It's like I get this really strong impression if you change it. Because we've been sitting here talking about manifesting things and the law of attraction and how to get what you want, but you have to affirm what you want instead of looking at what you can settle for. Because if you keep thinking about the things you're going to settle for, that's exactly what you're going to get. And what I get here is, how much money would it take for you to be out on your own to live comfortably? And then sit there and get that figure in your head, if not write it in a journal every, like, here's another technique, people, if you want to listen to this one, is to take something that you've done, like I sit there and I write down in my journal a lot of times, I'll write down, I want to do 20 readings before the end of the week. And I would write that thing down 20 times. And every time I do that, it just seems like it's affirming to the universe, this is what I want. And sometimes I actually get really descriptive and say, I want 20 reasons I'm wearing $2,200 this week, or $100,000 this week. I always put a figure on it, and I always notice that when I do that, like if I focus on 1,000, I usually get 1,020.
Yeah.
One time I actually focused on $2,500, and I got 2,560. So, you know, it's one of those things that when I do focus on a thing, I always seem to get more. So it's like the universe saying, quit putting limitations on things, because if you, like, open it up and say, okay, this is what I want, this is what I want to do, and take this situation that you got going on here, brewing, the anger and the frustration is a negative thing. So what you want to do is look at the whole thing and just try to live your life every day in a happy way. You know, if you got to distance yourself from your family while you're still there and find solitude to where you can actually be happy and just put a smile on your face and do that, or take a walk, whatever that you do. I'm just saying, make that point. And then when you're there, don't feed into it. Because everybody's got their visions of what they, how they see life, and they have, and they actually try to pull people into those things. And I always tell what you got to do in the situation is you have a vision in your head of how you want your life to be and what you want to do, and stick to it, and don't let anybody else divert you from that. I know it's kind of like crazy in some sense, but I guarantee you, you can change this around and you can get the money that you need. And the reason I say that, because I've been in too many situations where I've actually gotten apartments and gotten hotel rooms and gotten to situations with no money. And then the money came afterwards so I could actually keep it. So I'm just saying, you know, let the universe dictate how it's going to be. But you just affirm to them saying, this is what I want. This is what I would love to happen because this is where I feel the most comfortable. This is what I feel like I really should do. And this is what I'd love to have happen now. And use the word love, because I've done this before. I love what I do for a living. And the more I affirm that, the more opportunities I have to do it. So I feel like in your situation, it's just like focusing and saying, I would love to have $2,500 so I can have my, so I can have a place of my own and just love the freedom.
Mm-hmm.
So you're focusing on nothing but positive thoughts. And I feel like if you did that the first of the year, you'd be out of there.
I mean, I understand what you're saying, the whole law of attraction. Like, it's funny because I'm actually reading a book, and it's called The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace Wattles. And,
right.
I mean, I practice it, and I do it, and I read The Secret and The Secret Part 2 and all this law of attraction thing, but, like, I guess I just wanted to see if it was actually. I haven't really meditated on the idea, but I just have this, like, it's such a big desire of, like, just getting out of here.
Did you say it was The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace D. Wattles? Waddles?
Yeah, Wallace D. Waddles.
I actually have that audio book.
I'm reading it right now. I'm almost done. That's the book that inspired the lady to write The Secret.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I'm into all of that. So I guess I'm just going to keep, like, meditating and putting the picture inside my head to actually get out of here.
I'm just saying, I'm just saying keep going with what you're doing, and you're going to see a definite positive outcome. And the situation of what you're trying to do is going to happen at the beginning of the year. When I say the beginning of the year, we're talking about between January and March, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's just, yeah, I just want you to take what you've read and what you've learned and do something with it. And I'm not saying you haven't. A lot of times we have a tendency to get the knowledge, but we're really not sure what we should do with it. And I always tell people to do meditations to see what's in your subconscious mind. There might be something in your subconscious mind that you're raised by your parents. And parents have a tendency to put limitations by certain things they say to us in our minds. Until we get rid of those resistance, they keep us from what we're trying to get, what we're trying to do, what we're trying to be. Okay? So take a look at them and say, okay, their attitude, the way they perceive life, you've been influenced by that. So what you're going to do is look at them and say, okay, it's something that I've been taught as I grew up, keeping me from what I really want to do and keeping me here. Because in some ways you feel like you're staying there because of security. There's a security part about it too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're angry with everything that's going on, and you're tired of being controlled, I guess, in some ways. But you do feel secure there because you can have the time to make decisions on what you should do. You're just frustrated now because you're ready to go. I'm just saying take what you've learned and put it into play now. Just start doing it. See what happens. I mean, it was a hard thing for me to do, too, when I first started really thinking positively. But it was one of those things of making an effort and noticing that every time I listened to my guidance and the very first thing that came through when I was trying to make a decision which way to go, there was always answers popping in my head. It wasn't until I learned how to listen to the first one and follow through it spontaneously that things started changing for the better. It was just taking that action. Because I'm like you. I read books, magazines, anything I get my hands on, constantly learning everything.
Mm-hmm.
But you still have to do the work, too. You gotta start enjoying life. The reason I sit there and I tell people all the time, I'm sitting there doing all this stuff, and people go, well, you're not really making a lot of money, so maybe you should do something else. No, because when I'm sitting here doing this, I'm enjoying myself. I love doing this. I love doing readings and that kind of stuff. And I just feel like that energy itself is going to attract to me exactly what I've been focusing on. It's just the idea of doing that. But also every day trying to find a way to be happy constantly. So that's what I'm saying with you. I just feel like you got the knowledge. Now it's time to go do the action. Go get you a focus board. Go get you, you know, start writing in your journal. You know, like I said before, I've done this before too. Write down something 20 times and keep doing it every day. Guarantee you by the end of the week you're going to see something is going to happen. They're going to tell you it's going to happen, or something's going to fall in your lap that tells you, okay, it's time to go because I got everything I need to do so. You just need to focus on it and keep reaffirming it. Take 15 minutes in the mornings, write in a journal. I knew things really opened for me when I got a vision board. And what I did, I went to Walmart, got one of those cork boards with the wooden frames around it where I could actually pin things to it.
Mm-hmm.
And just started getting pictures of, like, when I wanted a house, I started getting pictures of houses I would love to have. Started putting on my focus board. When I wanted to get married, I started getting wedding dresses, rings, honeymoon spots, and I got a focus board just for the relationships, and I got a focus board for a career, and I got a focus board for emotions and body. Like I was working out and focusing on certain things like that. And as soon as I started noticing, I just started noticing a thing right away. You know, my body started feeling more firmer, no matter what I ate. So it was more of my thinking than it was anything else. Not saying diet's not good. I'm just saying you still have to affirm these things and know in your mind and your heart that they actually do work. Or they're not going to work for you. I've seen people work out for years and still look the same.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying with the situation you got going on here, sometimes you feed into what's going on because you're angry. That anger has a tendency to go back and forth. They have a tendency to want to tell you how they think you should do things. But you've come to a point right now where you got a very strong streak of independence. So you have to make these decisions for yourself. So now I feel like the beginning of the year is a great time to start doing that and say, okay, how much money do I need to move out and be comfortable? And also realize in your subconscious mind, if there's something in there telling you that you can't have that, you need to get rid of that. So So start doing the meditations and start working with your angels and say, I need to find out what that is so I can let it go, so I can get out of here.
Yeah.
Because I'm just saying, love, it's like, go find some place. Don't sit there and settle either. Don't settle for a room. Go get what you want. And we're talking about visualization here. I mean, shoot, if you find a nice place where you want to live at, and make an appointment, go in there and look at it. Get to feel the place inside and out, so you have something to use with your imagination of the feeling, because you get the feeling of what that is. Then you can put yourself in there and feel good about it and say, okay, I've been there, so I know what it feels like. Now I love that. Now I want to create that and be the vehicle that creates your life the way you want it. Okay?
Yep.
Are you okay? Well,
that's it a lot.
Okay. And like I said, we got these rates going on right now. It's $10 for an hour and $5 for a half hour. So I'd love to do a reading for you. So if you really want to go ahead and do that, give me a call. But and I can actually help you sit down and plan. I can actually go over this focus board detail by detail. I can also give you some additional CDs and things I've got myself, okay? I don't recommend anything to anybody that I've never used, that I've never experienced or had any kind of connection to at all. I always give people stuff that I've actually used and saw results from. So I just want to get to some other people here real quickly, and I'm not shooing you off the line or anything like that. I just feel like a good hour session or even a half hour session would be good for you, so we could actually give you some great direction to go in, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
And thank you much for the call, okay?
Okay. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay. Let's keep going. What do you say? All right. Mr. 111111, you're on the line. Hello?
Hello. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Very well.
That's good. What's your name, sir?
It's Steve.
Steve, how are you? Have we talked to you before, Steve?
Yesterday.
Oh, hey, how you doing? I thought I recognized your voice.
I wanted to ask you, we hear so much about this shift that's supposed to take place in 2010 and even more so in 2012. I'm saying 2011, but what is it all about? What is this shift that we're supposed to get ready for? Because they say we seem to release a lot of things in order to get ready for it.
You're talking about the energy with 2012?
And not 2012. I'm concerned with 2011.
Okay, well, 2011 for me is the ideal of getting ready for something. It's just the ideal of what can happen in 2011. It's the ideal of, with 11s in general. Those are very strong manifestation numbers. And I've always been told that when you have like 3-1s or 11-11, there's a very strong energy portal or vortex that's opened up that makes things a whole lot easier and quicker to manifest. But what they're saying by getting ready for it is the idea of focusing on positive. Because if you start focusing on negative, you'll get it as quick as you do the positive. Whatever you think, you will get in 2011.
Okay.
So if you think positively, you will go up very quickly. If you think the opposite, you will sink as quick.
Right.
So it's like getting everybody to sit there and work with their angels and do these past life regressions is the ideal, clearing out these things that keep you from what you're trying to manifest, which everybody wants to have the life they want. So in 2011, it's a whole lot easier to do that.
So when you talk about the past life reading, it's not just reading it, you're also helping people clear the things that they need to clear out?
Exactly. We're going back, finding the root of what the situation is or what they're having problems, finding out why they have it, and then we're going to take it one step further and clear it out. So, for example, if you call me a half-hour reading and it takes 45 minutes, that's getting back there, find out what it is, and I can actually do it for you, or we can actually talk you back there yourself. It's a form of hypnosis, but it's nothing to be scared of. Like if we got cut off on the phone and you get stuck in a hypnotic state, okay? It's something you can bring yourself out of, too, but it's just a way of bringing – it's a way of relaxing you, to let down the resistance to actually be pulled back Because basically what we do here is we'll sit there and basically affirm a situation that you want to go back to. And then as you're going, if you want to go through the relaxing state, it's just the idea of relaxing and let yourself be taken back to that lifetime. Okay, I have this problem, so take me back to that point so I can understand why I have this, because I want to let it go. And also, as being assisted by your angels, you'll be taken back to that point, and they'll assist you to the point where you feel like you're very well protected, and you are an observer, so you're seeing everything happening as you did it back then. And then you're going to be more objective and realize what's going on, if it's something you need to let go of, because a lot of times it's just guilt with certain situations. And then once you let go of those things, the more you let go of those things, the more easier it is to manifest what you're trying to do in the beginning of the year or into the next year.
Okay. That's all I wanted. Yes, that's really what I wanted to know. Could I just stay on the phone and listen? I don't have any other questions.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. Let me take you back down. There you go. All right. Let's go to the next caller. And everybody out there, we still have an hour and 7 minutes left, so give us a call and ask us your questions. If you have a positive, if you have an angel story, Christmas story, let us know it. Now, the number here is 646-721-9031, and actually 623, you're on the air.
Hi.
How are you?
My name is very good, thank you. I have a question.
Can I ask where you're calling from, please?
Arizona.
Where?
Phoenix, Arizona. Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay, gotcha. Arizona.
Yes. I have a question. My daughter has some kids that her ex-husband don't let her see them. And I've been trying to get in touch with them, and finally I got to take some present over there. And I just want to know how long it will take to she can see the kid, and maybe we will be able to and have them.
Okay. The thing I get the most here is it's like focusing. You say that she can't see her kids because he won't let her?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the thing I keep picking up on is she keeps dwelling on that. She seems like she's very angry, and she keeps talking about how bad a person he is.
Yes.
Okay, what she needs to focus on is the positive thing that she wants to happen. She wants to be with her kids.
Yeah.
So she has to be strong and sit there and quit letting herself be pulled into this drama, this negative
uh-huh.
energy that he's creating. That's all he's doing. He just wants attention.
Uh-huh.
You know, he doesn't care what kind of attention that is. He just wants that, and he wants to control it. And so the more she feeds into this, the more she gives him control over it anyway. I just feel like if she sits there and sit down one day and say, okay, what would I like to, what do I want, which is basically we know what she wants, and we're not trying to be, you know, we're not trying to be disrespectful to the situation. We're trying to find a solution. We already know what the problem is. The problem is he won't give her the kids, and he wants to play games. She also feeds too much into this. I also feel like if she just, almost like to the point of ignoring it. Some people have a tendency to let themselves be pulled into these things with this dramatic crap by saying those are my kids, I love my kids, and I should be with my kids, but
mm-hmm.
they keep putting in a situation of putting too much negative energy onto it, and like because when they say things like that, they're basically saying they're not with them, almost like giving too much energy into the idea that they won't. And we're just trying to change the situation and say, okay, she has to stop doing that. Sure, she has a temper. And she has a tendency to be, she has a short fuse. Would you agree?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm just saying, it's one of those things of trying to sit someone down and say, okay, what's more important here? You expressing yourself and telling everybody how much you love your kids? Or wouldn't it be great to sit down and meditate and focus and work with your angels and actually get your kids and tell them that you love them?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the vision that she has to focus on. And once she starts focusing on that, don't be surprised in the first of the year. I would actually say if she could actually start doing that and quit. I'm just saying, be calm And don't let him pull her into these things, because her temper, sure, everybody, let me tell you one thing, too. I've been doing palm reading for a very, very, very long time. Everybody has a temper. It's just one of those decisions if you use it or you don't use it, which is most of the time of letting people feed into it and pull you into it and letting your temper or your emotions make your decisions for you. Or you can be a real spiritual person, bring it back and say, no, this is the way it's going to work. I've done this many times where I have to turn focus on things and said, no, I'm not going to let myself be fed into this negative world when they say I can't have this, because I believe that I can have this right now. And then say, I want to see a change in this situation, and I want to see my kids in 2 weeks. Don't be surprised what happens in this situation of affirming that and believing it, and then just walking on and enjoying your life. Because, see, she's miserable.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah, so she needs to stop being miserable and be happy. She's breathing. She has a roof over her head. She has a lot of things going for her. She's a very bright individual, and she has to feed into that those to get her out of the situation, and not letting her temper, which is basically the connection they have together, is their anger.
Yeah. Well, he's a very mean person. I mean, very, very mean. He
yes, he is. But the more calmer she is, the less he knows. Because every time she reacts because he wants her to. He knew that was going to happen. That's what he's trying to do. He wants her to react. But see, I've done this by personally myself, and I have a very, very bad temper too. But I noticed that the more I didn't feed into these things, the more I had control, because I didn't do anything. They had to do it all. They had to sit there and basically try to force me and, you know, try to portray a picture, and they're just doing all this work. I'm just sitting there going, I don't care. I know how it's going to work. I know what's going to happen. I have to trust what I do for a living, which reflects my life as well. So what she has to do with her situation is say, okay, just get to the point of saying we're all psychic. We all have intuition, and she needs to start listening to it. Her angels are sitting there going, geez, if she would just listen to one little thing and stop letting that. And sure, he's a mean person. But see, every time you reaffirm that, he's a mean person. He's a mean person. You're giving him more energy. It's like people were trying to figure out how come George Bush got elected, but everybody kept on focusing on how bad George Bush was, and all the energy was going that direction. So therefore, the universe said, "Well, you're focusing on it. So guess what? You're getting." And that's what happened. It's just the idea of whatever you focus on is what's going to happen. And we're just trying to get her to focus that energy into the positive outcome that she wants, instead of focusing on what already has. Okay?
And do you think it will be pretty soon, and then, if she do that, a few months, or?
Yeah, I feel like if she sits down and starts meditating and focusing, and get a journal and write down exactly how she wants this to happen, and focus on getting her kids back, and don't focus on him at all, because he doesn't need no attention, she doesn't like him. So what she wants is her kids back. But see, if she keeps focusing on him, that's what she's getting, more of him. So
yeah.
Because I feel like if she does that and she changes it, you're going to see some differences in the first 2 weeks of the next year.
Okay.
Yeah. Even if it's just a simple difference in his attitude. Look for the smallest little things. Those small little things are telling you which way it's going. And then you want to keep doing more of that to get more positive reactions and more positive outcomes, okay?
Yeah. And do you see anything in me, like the person's coming back to me or not?
Right now, the situation that's happening here, or focusing on your daughter and that kind of stuff, I just want you guys all to pull your energy and get her back to the situation of seeing her kids, and even helping her with her own guilt of some things that she thought she might have done. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Those, all clearing all those things out will just clear the passageway to get back to those kids. Okay? I feel like you're talking 6 months or 8 months down the road before I can see anything really happening in your life, because you're going to be really supporting her in this. Okay?
Okay, yeah, I'm always.
And I want you to do me a favor. If you can, try to get her to call me. and get a reading from me as well, so I can give her these things, because she needs to hear this too. I mean, she can listen to you, and I'm not saying you're a bad person in any kind of shape or form. I'm just saying sometimes our kids don't listen to us. They have a tendency to listen to outside forces, and
yes,
I'd just love to have the opportunity to work with her. Okay.
Okay.
So, do you have the information, or you're good
yes.
to go? Okay.
I'm okay.
All right.
Well, thank you very much. And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Really? Okay. All right. Technology is driving me nuts. Okay, guys. Like we were saying before, this month in December and January, I'm having a special going on for private readings, which for an hour it's $10 and for a half hour it's $5. You can get past life regressions. We can do tarot cards, angel cards, whatever you would like to do in your hour session. So we don't have the limitations. We're doing everything. And all you got to pay for is $10 for an hour and $5 for a half hour. So give me a call. Love to work with all you. I feel like there's a lot of good things happening next year. And I'd like to make sure that all happens for you. So give me a call at 937-838-6337. Or contact me on my website, which is psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com, and we can get that all taken care of for you. It's just three clicks right here into PayPal. You can either pay through PayPal or you can use your own credit card. No problem. It's all conveniently put there for you, so take advantage of it. It's going on for December and January. And more likely, it will end up going into February because I also want to and make sure that all those new couples and even people that are still in couples for Valentine's Day and all that whole month, that you get some really good insights. And so you can keep going forward and creating all those positive things happen in your life. And maybe you'll have some next year when we're doing the show, maybe you have some really good positive stories of miracles, angels, and Christmas stories to share with us then. Okay, enough said. Plus, if you want to call in tonight, we still got 57 minutes left in the show to answer your questions, or if you want to share a story with us, a miracle or just a positive story, or anything you got that you just want to share with the rest of us. Give us a call and let us have it. The number here is 646-721-9031. So let's go to our next caller. And, okay, did do what it was supposed to do. Don't you love that? All right. 727. You're on the air, so if you want to ask some questions, go right ahead.
Hi, Donnie. This is Rosemary. Again.
Rosemary, how are you? I thought it was you. I wasn't sure. I was.
yeah. I figured let me call you, but I'm not going to discuss that other thing. I wanted to ask you. Well, you wanted us to speak about like something nice to spend for Christmas, right?
Right.
Okay. Well, I moved to Florida to take care of my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And she made me the most beautiful card. I guess sentimental.
That's okay.
Thanking me for my efforts, you know, for taking care of her. And to me, that's like the biggest gift I could get. Did you understand me? Because I'm like almost crying.
It's okay.
You know, I was so touched, you know what I mean? Because my mother wasn't one to thank me for anything.
Well, if you got to feel it, you got to cry, and then you got to do what you got to do because you're feeling it. So
I was like, wow, you know, like she just made my Christmas. Like I couldn't get anything better than that.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I guess the rest of you guys out there are wondering that maybe you didn't get a good gift or something. Maybe you should realize that. Look at the person who actually gave it to you. You know, maybe it's something there. Like I said before, the more grateful you are. Getting that attitude of gratitude opens up doors, but at the same time, you know, it's like you start realizing things in your own life, like Rosemary's talking here, of looking at people in a different way, of saying, oh, you know, that person really cares about me because they took the effort to do what they did. And the idea of painting or making a Christmas card and instead of going out and buying one, that's a lot of energy to put into something. So there was a lot of definite positive feelings behind it, so...
Yeah, and for a person that, you know, not that she's not grateful, but she's a person that complains a lot. You know, she's 80.
Yeah.
Up there. And so she's always complaining. So for her to just turn around and thank me for all that I've done for her, for all that I've sacrificed, you know, to even acknowledge it and validate it, that was a huge gift.
Yeah, it is. So she might be complaining, but she sure appreciates what you've been doing for her, so.
Yeah.
You must be meeting somewhere. Okay. She loves
you. Yeah, you know, not that one does it out to get a pat on the back. You do it because you love the person.
That's it. She loves you. She loves you a lot.
Yeah.
She just affirmed
it. But what I wanted to ask you, and, you know, and then I'll get my personal reading with you about that other issue, but what I wanted to ask you is there anything going on for me in, like, 2011?
That's a wide-open question, saying, is there anything going to happen to me in 2011?
No, anything happening for me.
That's
anything.
There's a lot of things happening for you.
Yeah, I was going to ask, what do you see? You know what, let me...
Specifically, right?
Right. What do you... is there anything Spirit wants to tell me? That's better.
Okay. No, I'm just saying, sometimes with vague questions, you get vague answers, and I don't want to get vague answers.
So
if you want to get really descriptive and say, okay, I'd like to know what's going to happen in my love life.
Right.
Because I don't feel like you're with anybody right now.
No.
For some reason, I get the impression that's going to change. I do see, I mean, I don't know how you feel about it, but when I pick up on it, I see you with somebody.
Well, I just broke up with someone.
Well, I'm saying... In a 3 to 4 month time, I see you with somebody that's going to be very, very good for you, that works for you. Not like this last person, who seems to work against you. So that's the biggest thing you have happening this year, and I feel like once that happens, it's like a waterfall or a snowball effect afterwards. A lot of good things are going to happen after the fact of meeting this person. And what I want you to do is just the ideal of in the mornings, I want you to get up, sit on the floor, and then put your hands in front of you, like you put them straight in front of you, with your hands, with the palm of your hands together. And then I want you to open your arms as wide as you can, and say, "I am ready to receive."
Yes.
Okay.
Got it.
I'm just saying, by saying, just doing that one little affirmation, you're going to see some amazing things. Do it 10 or 15 minutes in the morning. If you can meditate for at least 30, if you feel like doing more, you feel like just kind of like letting yourself go for 2 hours. I'm just saying, give yourself time in the mornings, and I feel like it'll just really reflect on being a better person. But just what I mean by better person, I'm not saying you're bad. I'm saying to be a better person, be happy, 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 and you'll start finding more. Because the more you start being grateful, the more you more you're just affirming how happy you are.
Right.
And that energy is going to attract to you everything you need. I'm just saying, if you're looking for one confirmation of something happening in the first year, I definitely see that relationship. Okay.
Wonderful.
Long term.
Yes. Which is what I want.
Yes. So I just want you to do that exercise in the morning. Meditate. Ask your angels from time to time. Actually, angels every day. Am I on the right track? Am I going in the right direction? Even to the point of walking to the store. Should I go in here? Am I wasting my time to walk in the store? Should I go somewhere else?
Right.
It might sound crazy, but I mean, some of the things I've done, finding stuff, finding furniture for a shop that I had, by walking into the most expensive furniture store I've ever seen and asking my angel, I said, okay, you brought me in here for a reason. Could you point that out to me? And eventually they took me to the back room, and there were all these free tables they were trying to get rid of, which fit my bill. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So I'm just saying, when you put yourself out there and just that one little exercise, not the idea of opening yourself up for a relationship, but opens you up for everything. Okay?
Right.
So do that. And then definitely get back with me.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give you some more information to you later on, and then go from there, okay?
All right, dear. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. You have a great Christmas and Happy New Year, I guess. I got to say Happy New Year. I'm sorry, guys. I got to say Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year, but I'll speak with you Monday.
All righty. We'll talk to you then.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. There you go, 9908.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing okay. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. And what's your name, buddy?
James.
James. Where are you calling from, James?
I'm New Jersey.
New Jersey. I knew I recognized that number from somewhere.
Yes, I called you before, but I was just wondering, like, do you see me and my friend being together, me and my friend Paula?
Do I see you and your friend Paula being together?
Yes.
Yeah, I could guess.
Well, I know that she's going to be going to school. She's going to be leaving for school on December 31st.
Right. Well, you know, something about the situation, I just see it happening between the two of you guys working things out. And it seems like everything falls into place in certain ways. It's just that you can't put any, don't think anything negative, please. Okay?
Oh, no, I don't. I just, like, well, I'm just going to be honest with you. I care about her very much.
So when was the last time you told her how much you care about her?
I told her last night when I was spending Christmas Eve with her that I love her.
That seemed to go pretty well.
What?
I said that seemed to go pretty well.
Yes. She knows that. She's getting a little afraid, like, of going to school, like, being so far away. But I told her that she's going to be great. She's going to do fine.
Well, you guys have a very strong connection and bond with each other, so that can actually be felt in great distances. So I wouldn't worry.
I felt the kind of connection that you're talking about ever since the first moment I met her, which I met her in January.
She does too, but sometimes she gets a little bit influenced by the world, thinking distance. Distance is a world thing. When you should trust the feelings that she has.
Okay.
I feel like in time, keep focusing on seeing her in your mind, coming to that conclusion, and she will.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you for the call, and you give us a call back and tell us how it goes with that relationship, okay?
Yes, and have a happy new year, too, as well.
You too. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Sheesh. Mercury retrograde. Don't you just love it? Okay, I'm going to shoot this freaking thing. All right. Eventually, 609. You're on the air. It took me a couple clicks, but I got you there.
Hello. How are you this evening? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. How are you?
My name's Anna.
Anna.
Yes.
And where are you calling from, Anna? I've seen 609 before, but I can't remember.
Yeah, New Jersey.
New Jersey. Okay, we got a lot of New Jersey people here today. So, hey, that's great.
Yeah.
The snow's not stopping anybody, I guess. So,
no.
Do you have a couple questions for us?
Well, I would wanted a reading, what you saw for me.
Well, I would definitely say positive. That's the word I got. As soon as you got done asking, where it's like, and I'm not trying to be vague, I'm just saying the very first word that popped out was vague, was very to the point, positive. It's not vague. It's basically you're getting a lot of things here where I feel like you've done a lot of good work, working on yourself. There seems like that you're very focused. I just get this impression that you need to go forward and to start feeling what you really want to do as well.
Mm-hmm.
I just see this list of things you want to accomplish this year. And I feel like you're going to accomplish every one of them. Don't sit there and... the biggest thing I get is the warning. It says, don't pick and choose.
Uh-huh.
Because eventually what you're focusing on is all going to fall into place.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, because you just got to keep... You can't let yourself be knocked off the course. Like we were talking before with some people. I was talking to a lady... And a couple of people here are talking about they get caught up in what's going on around them, which is pulling them away from their vision. And you just need to get the strength to realize, I can tell you what you want to do. I can tell you the list that you have, but that's not going to help you really focus on what you got to do because this is what you want. Okay?
Right.
And I want you to accomplish these things, so I want you to, you know, distinctly start today of even, you know, if you don't have your vision board or some kind of just a separate journal to work on certain things that you're working on. I would like to do those things.
Okay.
Get you all kinds of visual aids.
Okay.
And then
okay.
Once you get the visual aids, what I want you to do is I want you to combine them together and play a story in your head on how you want this thing to play out. Now, one thing I tell people all the time, we're focusing on what we want. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But let the universe bring it to you the way they feel is appropriate for you, because I guarantee you, you're going to get exactly what you need. Like with the situation right now, I'm doing a radio show. I've been focusing on doing a radio show for a very long time. And
uh-huh.
I just happened to be there one day, and this has happened to me like twice, okay? Well, actually more and more times than that, but I'm going to just tell you two, okay? But I've had situations where I asked my angels, this is what I want to do, so this and make it happen. And then one day I was sitting there and I was listening to a show called Voices of the Angels.
Mm-hmm.
It's a show here in Blog Talk Radio. And I love that show. I've been on their website a couple times. I'm actually a member of the website. But I was sitting there watching their show, and I just happened to notice in the corner where it says, would you like to have your own radio show? And I just felt like I'm listening to an angel show.
Uh-huh.
And then I saw that. So I just, you know, put two and two together, and my angels are saying, yeah, that's right. We're trying to get you to look at that. You know, there has to be a place to start. So I do a radio show, which I eventually feel like it's going to turn into something a whole lot more.
Right.
And a whole lot bigger than I am. But see, there has to be a point. So you're asking, I want to do a radio show. Well, I am doing a radio show. So therefore, I got what I wanted. Now I got to sit here and affirm it again and say, okay, is this good enough for me? But I also feel like everything is a progression. So
mm-hmm.
everything is proceeding to go forward.
Right.
So now I'm getting excited about what is going to happen.
Right.
And then taking it in and enjoying it, but also living it, okay?
Exactly.
So that's what I'm saying with you. It's just, you know, let it take you where it's going to go. It might not be, because I've had, when I lived in Colorado, I had a couple of shops. And the second one, the first one I actually got exactly what I wanted. But the second one, I walked away from that shop because I couldn't trust a partner. And I just walked away from it because I was guided to walk away. Don't let the money. I was making lots of money, but I didn't let the money sit there and go, okay, you should stay here because of money. No, you should stay there because you love working there and you love what you're doing in that spot. But if you don't feel comfortable with it, then you should go somewhere else. And that's what I did. And it took me about several months to realize that they'd been pointing out a shop for me that I could have probably had 2 months prior. But I sit there and let my ego get in the way. And, you know, I got this little vision in my head of what kind of shop I wanted. And I just felt like it was going to materialize itself, not realizing it had been materializing the whole time. It just wasn't as big as I thought. And my angels kind of put me into perspective of saying, what do you want? Don't sit there and say, don't get caught up in the vision of somebody else or someone that says you should do this and all that kind of crap.
Right.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
No.
I just wanted to ask you, since you were talking about the angels showing you and everything, when you see, like, or hear a person's name over and over again, and it's not a common name, what does that mean? And
that's your guardian angel.
Mm-hmm.
That was too quick for you?
Yeah. So they're just giving me affirmations or confirmations then, correct?
Yes, because I used to do the same thing too. I used to get Sally a lot. So I felt like there was a guardian angel with me. And actually, I got a reading not too long ago, and she was trying to tell me about some blonde lady around me that had blonde hair.
Uh-huh.
Very close to me. I'm going forward and keep doing. Don't be diverted. Don't be knocked off course. How's that? Don't be knocked off course because the illusion of what you're seeing right now. Because what's happening right now is my thoughts from the past manifesting into reality. So we're trying to change that to go into something more positive. So we're constantly progressing to go forward. But I've also noticed in those situations, I was thinking to myself, for some reason, the name Sally and that girl come to close together, because I kept on picking up my mother. I thought it was my grandmother coming through. Well, I still do. But when she started describing that, I think it's more of an angel that's with me. And that's what she was picking up of guiding me forward. But I'm just saying, with your situation, I would definitely say it's your guardian angel. And they're definitely trying to, if you're hearing this all over again, and I feel like they're definitely trying to get through to you. Because I've had too many times where I'll be sitting there reading a book, and something fell out of that book. I had a bookmarker one time I was using for a bookmarker fell out.
Uh-huh.
And when it fell out of my lap, something just came over me. It says, I need to call this number. And
right.
In less than 20 minutes, I had a job. working at this place with this card. And I just instinctively, right then and there, spontaneously, right that moment, called that number, and it's how fast it happened, which is the idea. When you listen, things are going to happen very quickly, and that's why I get with you. It's like, keep focusing on it, and if you feel like it's more comfortable to focus on one thing at a time, fine. I'm just saying, don't give up on anything on that list.
Right. I have one major thing on my list. It's funny because I see this name everywhere. I'll be in a store and the person will say, can I help you? My name is so-and-so, and that's the name. A girlfriend sent me an email. She just moved to a new place, and the name of her, the road that she lives on, was this person's last name.
Oh, I understand. Last summer, I heard the name Destiny. About 30 times a day.
Yeah, isn't that strange? So is that like a confirmation for me that this is...
Yes.
Yeah.
It is, because when I did mine,
uh-huh.
mine was like I got off the road working for the carnival, and it just basically told me, said I did that just to get away for a while. Now it's time to go back and do what I'm destined to do. And that's what I've been doing since. I've had a lot of people... one thing I want to warn you about, too... In my situation, I've had a lot of people trying to divert me in different directions of what they think I should do. Because we'll say that the prosperity that I know is going to come, that's going to hit me like a storm, hasn't happened yet. So what they're doing is they're judging it because of money. They don't see it. So they're thinking, well, you can't do this and make a living at it because you're not making any money now. I'm sitting there going, no, I love this kind of work. I love what I'm doing. So therefore, that energy itself is attracting to me. Right now, it could be the ideal of just completing 2010. I mean, when January hits, it's going to boom. But in the last 2 weeks, by keeping my faith, I've had miracles drop in. I've had money start trickling in already.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, but it's one of those things I can tell everybody, just because you don't see where it's, like you say, okay, it's not taking care of me per se, but maybe that's a sign for you to sit there and be supportive, and maybe it would.
Can I ask you, what do you see for my future as far as a relationship?
Motivation.
Yep.
That was weird, wasn't it?
It sure was.
Motivation.
What was that?
Oh, on this freaking Blog Talk Radio, I have my switchboard here. And my switchboard is actually over another page on my computer. Which is Blog Talk Radio. And it just keeps kicking out these stupid commercials. Well, we shouldn't have commercials. Those commercials actually pay for airtime. But, hey, you know, it'd be nice if they would just sit there and wait until we're off the air before they actually start talking to us. But motivation is something I would definitely say you should take into consideration, because it happened to you and it happened to me, and I think we should be listening to that. But the one thing I got before I came was the idea of you have to focus on what you want in a relationship. And this has been our freaking theme for the show today, I think, of focusing and getting really detailed about what you want. Because I heard, before you said anything, before you even asked the question about love and about your relationship, I heard a great love is coming. And usually when it comes in that format, that means it's right around the corner. It's going to happen very quickly. It's going to be a storm. It's like my freaking prosperity. I got the same thing on that, too. At the same time, I got your answer. Prosperity is going to hit me like a storm. It's going to be overwhelming, but you're going to love it.
Mm-hmm. Is this with somebody that I keep on hearing all the time or seeing?
To me, it seems like it's more of a possibility it might actually come through that person, where you'll take notice of that person. And in the process, you meet somebody through that person.
Mm-hmm.
There's a connection there. And usually when I get connections, because it would sit there and say, I get the connection when it says, it doesn't say connection. It will say yes. I never got yes. I got, there's this person connected.
When Mucus makes a call,
oh my gosh.
There's I love coming to the court like a man.
All right, everybody, let's all start dancing and hopping across the floor. Oh my gosh. So, what I'm saying to you is there's a connection with the person who's a part of this whole thing. He might be the person you'll end up with, but I also feel like the person, to me, keeps coming up as leading you and being the key component.
I can't hear you.
In your love life.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
Okay, what I was saying was, I feel like this person that you're talking about, the name you keep picking up all the time, is a connection to this. Where I feel like he's the person, he's the component.
Uh-huh. It's somebody that I'm seeing.
Huh?
This is somebody I'm seeing right now. We had just reunited.
With that name?
His name?
No, I mean, is it the name that you've been hearing all the time? Is the person
yeah.
you just... Okay,
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
just saying, there's a connection there. There's more to the situation. I also feel like the great love is coming. So it hasn't come. It's not there yet. Person that you just reconnected with, there seems to be some still issues from the first time you were together that you're starting to notice. You should take that into consideration as well. Okay?
Right.
But,
what are his problems? Can you tell me anything?
First thing I came up with is self-centeredness.
Uh-huh.
But it's a choice. It's a really strong choice here, staying and seeing where this will go. But I still feel like it's a person. I still feel like it's a person that you're going to meet the person you're supposed to be with through. Okay?
It's him or somebody else?
I get to somebody else.
Okay.
It's just like what I'm saying is like when I say reaffirm the kind of person that you see yourself with. I mean, when you're with this man, do you feel pulled anywhere else? If you still have a pull to you, then the person that's in front of you, he's not the one. Because if he was, you'd be pulled into his arms really quickly to the point where I call it overwhelming love of not wanting to let go.
That is the way I feel with him.
Okay. Then you go forward and take it out. I'm just saying sometimes in situations like this, they can be overwhelming. It's not a bad thing to take a look at a definition in your mind, which you had for a very long time, of what kind of person you should be with.
Right. I understand.
Yeah, so sometimes love is great. Relationships are great. But if there's anything on the outside influencing that, you have to take this in consideration, too. Because I've had a lot of women and men who sit here and tell me things like, yeah, I'm with this person, and I just felt overwhelmed with the love and the caring, the feelings. But the person was married to somebody else.
He's not married.
Okay, I'm just saying. Just take everything into consideration. Don't let your emotions make your decisions for you. Let your emotions be there to help you express what you know you need to express. But don't let them make the decision for you. Because too many people say, well, it felt good to get into this relationship with this married man. So what? What you're seeing right now is a man's married. So
exactly.
I'm tired of people saying I'm having a relationship with a married man. I said, no, you're not. He's married to somebody else, so you can't have anything with him until he's not married to somebody else. That connection still exists, even if he wants to acknowledge it or not. So I'm saying with your situation, it just seems like it's an overwhelming situation that needs to be reexamined from time to time. Make sure you're still on course, okay?
Right.
But the whole year, to me, is going to be a very positive year. And even the situation, saying this relationship didn't last, I feel like if it does go that route and doesn't last, it's going to be a very positive breakup. So,
okay.
It's like a win-win situation with this situation. That's why I say it was a choice.
Got it.
You can make a choice to stay with him or make a choice to walk away. Either way you go, a very positive outcome.
Do you know how he feels about me?
I get the impression he feels the same way.
When you get me off, it can be a long night.
No, I can't.
I love coming to the court like a man as that dead. Oh, they're playing out my song. That's a difference.
Can somebody shoot me right now?
DM breaks up mucus and quiets coughing.
I'm going to... Hang on, everybody, just for a second.
Gets rid of mucus and quiets coughing for
12 hours. Is everybody still there?
I'm still here.
All right. Got to get rid of that coffee, dude. I'm sick of hearing that. Sometimes in situations, you have to watch, okay? When I sit here and really focus on that situation, I'm just saying don't get caught up in it.
Right.
Don't get caught up into it. If you feel like there's a certain point of this situation that's uncomfortable, you need to re-examine that. You need to take a look at it. And that's why I keep getting cautious. I feel like he loves you. I feel like he cares about you. I feel like the feeling between you are mutual. I just keep getting issues. Because you said this is a reconnection.
Right.
And I feel like there's still situations and problems from the first time you were together that need to be resolved before this can go anywhere. Or
okay.
Can you keep going, okay? So you can
right.
Feel out so you can really feel each other, okay? That's what you want to feel.
Right, that's what I'm working on.
We want to feel this and live it and then don't think about it.
Right.
Okay? All righty.
Sounds good to me. Thank you so much and Merry Christmas.
And also I suggest that you guys get a relationship reading, both of you, together.
Okay.
Okay, and I would love to do that for you, so think about
okay.
it and get back with me. And I really loved your call, and I think you're a very strong woman, so just keep on top of this, okay?
I will. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Merry Christmas.
Okay. So, Merry Christmas to you, too. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Okay. All right, guys, we still got 28 minutes. That's what we can do, huh? Anybody else want to call there? The number here is 646-721-9031. And we're on the air, and it's 447 area code. You're on the air right now, too, so hey, what's up?
I just called to say Merry Christmas, and thank you for my reading yesterday.
You're welcome, and I'm
it's
sorry.
It's Carol from Wales.
Carol from Wales. Yeah, Carol.
Yeah.
You're from where?
Yeah. Wales, UK.
Thank you for the reading. Okay.
You gave me a reading yesterday.
Yes. Okay.
I just wanted to call and to say thank you for having your show tonight and just to wish you Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you. Because I was sitting there I wanted to talk to you, I think, because I was there looking at your reading. You sent me a payment, right?
Yes, I did. That's fine.
Was it $20?
Yes, it was.
Okay, because I just wanted to ask you, did you want another one? Because you were sitting there, you sent me the payment, I'm sitting there going, you're welcome for the reading. I'm just saying if there's anything else that you want from me, because I was trying to justify what you gave me by what I gave you.
Well, you gave me a reading on the show, and you recommended a past life, so I ordered a past life off you. That's what the payment's for.
Okay.
For us to arrange a time to do a past life. But I'm just calling today just to say Merry Christmas and thank you for having your show. And there's a lot of people who
okay.
are alone and are really relying on Blog Talk for comfort and support and community.
Okay. Well, I thank you. I appreciate that, too. And like I said, my biggest concern was I couldn't get a hold of you. I even tried to email you and say, yeah, definitely set up a time and we'll get that done for you.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes when I can't get in touch with people, I feel a little powerless at the time, okay? So I just want to
no
make
worry,
sure.
That's fine.
Okay, I just want to make sure we got everything cleared and everything's finalized. And anytime, right now, you know, the next 2 weeks, whatever.
Tuesday or Wednesday works for me because I'm off on those days. So,
okay.
But, I mean, I'm 5 hours ahead of you. So, I mean, it just drop me an email or you can phone me. You can see my Skype is goddess.arianmore if you're on Skype.
Do you have a show here on Blog Talk Radio?
Yeah, Arianmore.
Arianmore? No, the reason
yeah.
I asked the question because I actually had someone who was talking about you yesterday and she thought you were, I think she was very impressed with you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, so and Desiree, she was talking to me yesterday. She's in California. So
uh-huh.
I've actually had a couple people talk about you, so I was just making sure that there was the same person.
Yeah, I use my handle's Goddess Arian Moore, but I'm Carol Watson, so
okay.
That's my real name. I just felt it was really important to give credit where credit is due for having a show on Christmas Day and being there for people who are in need.
Okay. Well, thank you. No, I appreciate that because it gives me, I just wanted to do this, man, because I just wanted to talk to everybody on Christmas Day because I've been there myself, and, you know. It's great to have someone to sit there and just, maybe even just to sit there and just, you know, just whatever. Not really anything measured, just to have someone to reach out to, I guess.
That's exactly, and I just want to say thank you for doing that.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. You're welcome, and I appreciate that calling in and talking to us because it answered a lot of questions, too, because I was actually hoping you would call. So it's kind of funny how that happened, huh?
I guess they told you I was going to call.
Yes.
I've been listening for a while. Your chat room's not open today. Everyone's asking for the chat room. You don't have a chat room today.
Oh, okay. You guys got to forgive me on this whole thing, because I'm doing the show with myself, and actually right now I'm trying to find a co-host to work with me who could actually do that, because I'm just trying to do everything myself.
I am in the same. I do it all myself, and it's really hard to be connected to spirit and to try and do the technical aspects of what you have to do.
Yeah, because right now I'm looking for somebody to work with, because I just feel like everything's going to start coming in all at once, and it would be nice to have a business advisor.
Well, maybe we can talk about that. Maybe when we talk together, we can talk about that as well. Maybe we can help each other out.
And, Zira, I'm also feeling that we should do Tuesday.
Tuesday?
Okay. Yeah, I'm getting too busy. I keep getting too busy over and over. So,
what time works for you?
Well, what I'm getting here is I got an appointment here at 2 o'clock Eastern.
And that's only 7 p.m. GMT, and that's fine for me.
Okay. Because I got one appointment at 2 o'clock, exactly at 2 o'clock, but after that, you see, like an hour later, at 3 o'clock, it'll be 8 o'clock your time, wouldn't it be?
Yeah.
Okay, so why don't we just make it, because I just forgot about it. I do have this later I'm going to do at 2 o'clock. Maybe I should rephrase that. I have a reading I'm going to do for 2 o'clock. And maybe we can do ours at 3, which would be 3 o'clock.
8 o'clock my time.
8 o'clock your time, so we'll do that. Chat room's open.
Okay, just do you want me to call you on the number that's on your website?
Yes, please. That would be
great.
I
will call you at 3 o'clock your time on Tuesday. If there's a problem, email me. And if I have a problem, I'll get a hold of you and leave a message on your answering machine.
Okay, and forgive me, everybody. I forgot about the chat room, but it's open now, so if you want to jump in there. And I know we only got like 20-some minutes left, but still, good enough time to keep just start chatting with each other. So go right ahead. We're watching. And thank you, Carol. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. You take care.
You too. And
Merry
we'll talk
Christmas.
To you today. Merry Christmas.
Bye bye, dear.
Bye bye. Okay, where's my. There we go. And I sure hope we don't have any more commercials pop up. Alrighty. Here we go. Okay, hi, how are you? You're on the air? Hello? 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 Let's do this. Okay. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, how are you? You're on the air?
Hi, my name's Jennifer.
Your name is Jennifer?
Yes. I'm wondering if you could... I'm doing good. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Where are you calling from? Where's 623 at?
Arizona.
You know, I like Arizona. It's like, kind of gives me a resemblance of Colorado, just not a lot of snow.
Yeah.
Well, I want to go
well,
to...
Well, I had some questions for you on my children and my love life.
How far do you live from Sedona? What's that place called again? Did I say it right?
Sedona.
Yeah.
Say about 2 hours.
Oh. You ever gone up there?
Yeah, I have.
Do you like it up there?
Oh, yeah. It's very nice. Very nice.
I'm just saying, I get the impression you should spend more time up there.
Really?
Yeah. When's your birthday?
Yeah, that sounds actually pretty good.
Yeah, when's your birthday?
January 17th.
What year?
81.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
A very... See, I always put like this. I'm pretty sure it's like looking at the situation, you're a very mature girl. But I look at it more like mature as in more responsible.
Yeah.
You have two kids?
I have three.
Okay, why do we emphasize more on the two? Is there
two of them are twins.
Okay, because we got the emphasis on the two and saying, hey, we need to, it's like a lot of attention going on there. Not the ideal they get a lot of attention. It's the ideal of having some confusion around the situation, of trying to figure out how to deal with it.
Yeah.
Because I keep getting two personalities conflicting.
Yeah, well, I haven't seen them in about 6 or 7 years. They live with their dad.
Okay, but the ideal of the conflict between two personalities, could it be you and their father?
Yeah, I haven't talked to him either.
Okay, well, just because you don't talk to him doesn't mean you guys are not communicating.
Oh, yeah, no. I mean, that's probably why, because there's a lot of conflict between the two of us when we were around each other.
No, I'm just trying to figure out when I pick up things, I'm just trying to get confirmation on we have conflicting personalities. So, you know, we got two people butting heads here. Just because you don't do it physically doesn't mean you're not doing it mentally.
Yeah.
There's a lot of hostility. He blames you for something.
He what?
He blames you for something.
Oh, yeah.
If not everything.
Well, no, not everything. It shouldn't be.
No, what we're trying to do is get his perception. You're right. He shouldn't. And actually what I feel like he's actually focusing on and blaming you for, I feel like he should also take the blame as much as you.
Yeah.
So he's not listening to himself, but he's diverting all this energy out to everybody else, and he's never looked at his own issues.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
And I understand he has the custody of the kids. I'm trying to figure out how'd that happen. Or do you really want to talk about that?
Well, what it was it was an abusive relationship between me and him, and I decided to leave. Originally, I left with my children, and I wasn't trying to keep the kids away from him or from me. So he was able to see them still, but he was more focused on fighting with me. And
right.
So then I decided, well, I wasn't very stable at all. He was much more stable because he's the one that financially took care of us. So I had the kids go back with him after about a month or two. And then I would just visit them. And it was still the same thing. It was really getting really, really bad between the two of us. So I decided to just not go around at all. And that's turned into 6-7 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that's the reason I was picking up Sedona, of going up there, spending more time up there, to actually, it's just a focus.
Yeah, I just recently had my mom start contacting them, and she was actually able to see them yesterday and took them some presents for Christmas and stuff, and that went over really well, but my name wasn't really mentioned yet, just because we just don't want to, I'm just trying to just reach to them little by little, whether it's through my mom or you know, however I need to do it.
Well, the way I pick up on the whole thing, it has to be direct. It has to be you. I feel like things have gone and that the time has passed by. A lot of people would look at this situation and be critical because of, you know, basically leaving them the way they are. But I also believe that this has happened for a reason. It's brought you to a difference. It's like what I would say was, there's a lot of things about him that haven't changed about how he perceives and how he does things. But with you, I feel like that's different. I feel like you've got a lot of changes, a lot of things are going on.
Definitely, absolutely.
So the idea of confronting him, what you need to do is not the idea. Let me rephrase it. I don't want to use the word confront because I want to sit here and say the idea of socializing and reconnecting. Because I feel like that in the process of doing this, okay, the calmer you are, the less you can get pulled into this thing. And I feel like you used to do that quite a bit, getting it all riled up and angry, and then just getting pulled into the whole thing where you would say things that you regretted later.
Yeah.
So what we're doing now is you've come to a different point in your life where you seem to be a whole lot more spiritual person, and I think you can actually keep that calmness about yourself. To realize that your objective here is connecting, reconnecting with your kids. And I don't care what anybody says in these situations. You don't have to deal with him, and you don't have to communicate with him. What you want to do is...
I don't. But I'm just trying to, you know, I have been I realize what's happened in the past and the situation, how it is, and I respect the fact that he's been a good dad and taken care of them, because he really has.
Yeah.
And I know just sometimes people just don't get along and shouldn't be together, and I don't hate him. I don't wish him anything bad. I'm not trying to fight with him. I just want to have some kind of relationship with my children, and he is their father, and they are still young, so, I mean, I'd have to, you know, still have some kind of words with him at some point in time, I guess, because he's the one that's in charge of, you know, like, he's their dad. He's taking care of them. They listen to him. They don't really know anything too much about me because he's made it that way. And I'm just trying to
I would still
get
say,
past that.
Right. I still would say in this situation, yes, he's taking care of these kids, but one thing I would disagree with is the idea of not saying anything about you, mentioning anything.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing, because that's...
Yeah, he's not perfect by all means, but, you
right.
know, there's some things about him that, you know, are maybe he should change, but that's not really up to me. You know, that's you know, I don't want to be worrying about, you know,
yeah.
what he's going to do. I just got to worry about what I'm going to do and how I'm going to deal with it. So
mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to go. I know I've tried attempting to talk to him about probably in July
mm-hmm.
when my mom first went over there, and he
mm-hmm.
had his phone up on me. So that's why I haven't tried again. I've just been sending my mother over there periodically.
I'm just saying what I get. We'll just forget the whole thing. I'm just saying the idea of the control.
Yeah.
You know, I wish we would stop trying to control everything, because the idea of controlling everything, realistically, with the situation of your kids, because I feel like it's a very positive reconnection this year between you and your kids, okay? So we look at that whole scenario, and they get to know you and who you are, they're going to see something totally different, which is going to be kind of confusing, because what he's, you know, I feel like he's still told them things in a negative way, because he wants to control the situation. He's fearful.
Yeah.
He's fearful of those kids getting connected with you, of them seeing you.
Yeah, he is. You're right. I feel that from him, too. I know that that's part of it. He thinks that they're going to maybe look at him different or not like him very much or anything like that. But I'm not trying to have that happen at all. I'm not trying to take them away from him. I just want to be a part of them, you know, and talk
right.
to them and be their mom. I am
that's
their
right.
mom.
Right, and that's what I was saying before. It was just the idea of Sedona seemed like a good place to... I would actually do a lot of meditations and go up there and just kind of like absorb the energy. And then I would try to conquer some things that are going to happen in this year, if not try to go down there at least once a weekend. Because it just reminds me of where I used to live at when I was in Colorado. When I lived in Manitou Springs. I used to love that place because it was just so easy to... actually get lost on purpose, you know, so I just go.
Yeah, I know. I love doing that. I've always liked to just get lost on purpose myself.
Yeah, so, you know, people are like, what do you mean? You know, I was like.
Yeah,
like
I know exactly what you meant by saying that, because I like doing that whenever I do get a chance to
mm-hmm.
be in a situation like that. I like it.
Yeah, I mean, just look at the situation, too. I tell people when I go out in the woods and do this kind of thing, it's just a way of reconnecting, not just with nature, but with the world itself, and you'll start noticing that your relationships with everybody else change as well. So,
yeah.
So I'm just saying with your situation, that's why I was going over a lot of things here, because I get a very positive connection with you guys in the next year, where you reconnect with your kids, and it's like we see a lot of worries on how they're going to respond to you, but I don't feel like it's going to be something that's going to be a problem. I just feel like it's going to be very spontaneously go, you know, it's just, I just feel like you guys are going to get really close very quickly.
Oh, yeah, of course. I have that feeling. I actually have that feeling myself towards
right.
the situation that once
no,
once they do get to just see me once, it's just going to take one time for them to see me or talk mm-hmm. to me, and I think they're just going to automatically just it'll be okay, you know.
That's why I keep saying it's going to be so positive. Believe me, 2011, I would believe that you're going to be able to accomplish anything you want to do, okay? So that's what I'm saying with you right now. So just keep plugging forward. And Sedona just keeps coming across to me as very a place to, like you said, get lost. Just,
yeah. And then another question I was going to have was about the relationship that I am in right now. I don't know if I've been in it for a while on and off with the same person. I don't know whether it's getting to the point where I'm going to move on without him or we're going to work things out and somehow end up together permanently or if I'm going to, you know, continue
mm-hmm.
with someone else that I might have just met or might be meeting soon.
Okay. Okay. One more time. What is tell me your first name.
Jennifer.
Okay, Jennifer. The one thing I pick up here a lot with this relationship is it's come to a point to make a major decision. And when I sit there and look at the situation, I would say it's like, I'm trying to figure out what card that is, but it's actually one of the cup cards. You know, there's a cup card, I think it's the eight of cups, where the guy is actually walking away, okay, in favor of the new. You see a bunch of cups over here where the relationship just kind of like, it's a disarray. Cups are hanging everywhere. You got a couple cups that look good, but they all have to work together, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just keep getting this thing where you're not happy, and you're waiting for things to fall into place, as you said, change on his part, to be happy. And that's the one thing I keep getting where I see you walking away, because in favor of being happy, not the idea of walking away from the relationship to somebody else. It's the idea of walking away from the relationship to get back to yourself. And then you're going to walk on, because you've already seen a lot of things, and now you've kind of like fallen into the stoop of being a therapist. And it's the kind of, you're not enjoying the relationship because you're too busy working on it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly how it is. It's all it is been working and working and working on it, and I'm just waiting for it to be something that it should be, which is just a relationship where it's not always just work and work and no enjoyment of it almost.
So that's what I'm saying.
He's got a lot of issues that some of them are between the both of us, and some of them are just some issues that he's gotten himself into that have nothing to do with me, but you know, they're affecting me because we're together.
Okay. No, what I'm saying to you, I was laughing because my daughter actually was actually in the queue there for a minute.
Yeah.
And then she's gone. So I was like, okay, come on back. I'm going to put you on the air. Just give me time to finish what I got to do.
Yeah.
What I'm saying with you is I keep getting a strong message. It's time to move on. The issues that you're talking about, until he works on his issues, you really can't work on the other ones within the relationship because they're actually caused by the issues that he's going through.
Mm-hmm. Do you see him going away for a while? Because he's actually, well, I mean, I guess you'd have to see this because it's going to happen regardless, but he's got some legal issues that are probably going to keep him locked up for a little while. So I don't know if it's going to be a long time that he's going to have to stay confined, or if it's going to be just a little bit. It's hard to say because the situation is just weird.
What I'm picking up with you is, with you, for some reason this Mercury retrograde is really working on my communication of me talking. No, what I pick up with the situation at hand is the idea of you walking away. The answers I got on a lot of the things that you're focusing on at this moment keep telling me you really don't need to know those things because they're not going to affect you in one way or the other, because once you walk away, you're going to keep going.
It's not going to matter.
It's not going to matter. So the idea of focusing on things that have nothing to do with your life and some of the things that are going to happen, it's just information that you don't need in your head right now.
Okay.
So I'm not trying to take it away from you or nothing. I'm just saying.
No, I understand. I fully understand.
Because it's one of those moments of taking a walk and getting lost in the woods, okay?
Yeah.
And I think you understand what that means, whereas you need some time by yourself, solely by yourself, instead of somebody keep telling you that I can change and things will be better.
What about, there's also a person that I just ran into within the last month, not even a whole month, and it's a man. He's been showing some interest in me. It's really, really light. It's real light right now. Just a couple email exchanges. Where do you see anything with that at all? Or
I don't see anything permanent with anybody for at least 6 months.
Okay.
I keep getting.
Well, I wouldn't. Even this person.
Be cautious. Be cautious of people who try to see, because I feel like you should take that time for yourself. You know.
Yeah. No. Definitely.
I just feel like you might have some people come in your life right here recently that might actually push you, or try to. Let's put that way. I don't think they can really do. I'm just saying you're going to hear people that are going to try to tempt you to be in a relationship, and I think you should be cautious of those people and their motives, because it seems like to me, from what I can see with them, it's like you say no, and they keep pushing the issue, which means there's a lack of respect there because they're not listening to you, okay?
Well, yeah.
I'm just saying, be cautious of those things. I feel like there's going to be 3 in the 6 months, not just this one, and I really don't feel good about this one either, so.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
It's fun to know.
That's okay.
Some insight on that.
Okay. No, that's good. I understand what you're saying. Work on yourself, okay?
Yeah, definitely. Okay.
All righty.
All right, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And if you can, get a reading with me. I think you could.
Yeah, you know, I probably, well, my mom talked to you just a little while ago, and that's why I was calling you now, and she knows how to get a hold of you, I guess, or something, so.
Yeah, both of you guys call me and get some readings in there and get some, I guess, some plans for the next year, okay?
Yes, okay. All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. You have a great holidays, too. Happy New
you
Year.
Too. You too. Merry Christmas, and have a Happy New Year.
Thank you. And we'll talk to you later. I'm trying to figure. Okay. There. She's gone. Okay. All right. Everybody who's on the line, I know we're going to be going off the air here in about 3 minutes. I want you to stay and hang out. I'm going to answer all your questions. So let's just keep going on to our other guests that we have here, or callers, I'm sorry, and get you all on the line, okay? So just hang in there. I usually stay on about a half hour to 45 minutes after the show's over with, so we'll definitely get you in there, okay? All right, here we go. Okay. Area code 740, you're on the air. Hello?
Dad?
Hey. Didn't you have some friends that had a couple questions they wanted to ask?
I forget now.
Yes, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you're on the air and people are listening to you. There's a lot of people out there listening right now, so why don't you tell everybody who you are? This is my daughter. This is Dee Dee. This is my 17-year-old daughter. And she sounds goofy. That's because she probably is. She's laughing as usual, hanging out with her friends. That's what it's all about, right? How are you?
I didn't go to my cousin's tonight, so.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I have a fever.
You have a fever?
Yeah.
Well, shouldn't you be laying down and kind of like trying to get rid of that fever and take some rest?
Yeah, I am laying down.
So, do you want to know if you're going to have a good year or not?
Yeah, or like, when am I going to get better? I've been sick for like 3 or 4 days now.
Well, you might actually make at least a couple more days of school, which I don't think you have a problem with, do you? I said you're going to be sick for another couple days. So, do you want to stay on the line and just listen?
I don't know, Cole. Maybe Cole has something to say. Cole, do you got anything to say about anything?
That's the question, guys. Come on, I got a couple more people here that actually get readings, too. So.
How long is me and Cole going to be together?
5 years.
5 years. No, we're going to be together forever.
I'm just saying, 5 years right now. So it's one of those
five
things.
5 years right now, Cole.
Okay, we got 90 seconds on the show, and let me go and I'll get back with you, Missy. I mean, Dee Dee, just hang in.
Because I don't have anything to ask.
Okay, well, just hang in there, and I'll just put you back on listen mode, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I love you.
Me too, bye.
Bye. Okay, there's a person here, I'm not sure. What is that? Ace? I can't. Hello, are you there? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, how are you?
Good. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, I'm fine. From Skype, hopefully it's clear enough.
Yeah, Skype can be a really pain sometimes, huh?
Yes, it can.
How can we help you today, huh?
I'm kind of regarding, you know, just somebody I'm dating right now. And I want to see what's coming up for the new year as well.
Wow. With the situation of the person you're talking about, you guys have been together.
Say it again, I'm losing you.
No, I keep getting the impression you guys have been together for a while. Would you agree?
It's since the summer, so I don't know if that's a while, but, you know.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's, when I say a while, that's been about 6 or 7 months. And, so I'm just saying I don't feel like it's a really new relationship. I just feel like it's one of those things, but there does seem to be some chaos on her side.
Okay.
Where she's kind of frustrated. Sometimes you get an impression she feels guilty about some things, too. some decisions she's made in the past and that kind of thing. With the relationship itself, going into the next year, you might not notice anything happening here in the next week or so as we go into the first year. I keep getting that you're going to get the relationship's going to turn for the and go into a direction of being more positive.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, because I just feel like in some ways it seems like there's arguing and fighting or disagreements, you know, depending on how you want to put it, your perception on the whole thing. But I feel like by the end of January there seems to be more of a positive connection between the two of you. Where I don't know, I just feel like more communication.
Well, we have a lot of problems in terms of communication. You know,
yeah.
Oops. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, because I hear the music. I wasn't sure if that's me or you. Give me 1 second.
No, if you hear music,
okay.
What happens is the show,
Okay. Yeah, turn it off. We're having some communication problems, you know. I wanted to address the situation tonight, you know. Because I wasn't...
Yeah, I see the communication between the two of you getting better by the end of January.
Really?
So I just feel like, for some reason, and I feel like in the January, you just feel like you guys learn a better way of communicating with each other. And it just seemed like it's better by the end of January.
And you can see that we clearly care about each other?
Yeah, I do.
So you see some...
You feel like there's a lot of deep feelings here. It's just the communication. Once you get the communication going forward and figure out why you're having such a hard time communicating, it seems like it just clears up very well. Because I definitely see you guys communicating more at the end of the month of January, because I just see you guys interacting and you seem a whole lot happier. Because I don't feel like that's going on right now.
No, I'm not happy, because I was going to address those issues tonight. And I was actually thinking of trying to focus a little bit on the friendship first and then see what happened, if, you know, because I know we like each other, but,
yeah,
you know, I get frustrated about it, you know, and I don't want it to become negative.
Right, that's a good choice, to sit down and talk about it.
So, I mean, that's why I called you, to make sure if that was the right decision, because I feel like right now, let's just focus on friendship first and see if something good going to happen, because I wasn't sure if something this relationship going to survive.
It can survive, and by making this move, as you're talking about sitting down and talking about it, it's going to work out. It's a really good decision, okay?
What about career-wise? My last question. Do you see career?
Do I see a career, or do I see...
What do you see in the future? You know, I have a goal that I want to achieve. Of course, I don't want to tell you yet.
Okay. Well, I see in this next year you're developing a business.
And you see what?
I see you developing a business this next year.
Wow, that's good.
So
that was exactly what I was thinking.
Because I'm sitting here focusing on the situation, and it keeps saying what you're focusing on right at this moment is what you should keep going forward with. But you need to sit down and get a little more detailed about exactly how you want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by detailed and how you're going to do it, I mean the outcome. You got an outcome focusing your mind. I just want you to get really good about that outcome on in your mind, so we can actually help it along to fulfillment a whole lot quicker. I mean, I'm talking about the end of the year, but I feel like a lot of things could fall into place before that.
Yeah, the thing is, I put some money aside for business, but I don't know what to do yet. But I know that that's my calling, for me to be an entrepreneur. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's how I always felt, like I'm supposed to be a business person.
Do you love doing that kind of work?
No, that's why I'm not happy. I'm a manager in retail. And you know, my goal is to have my own business, and I feel like that's my calling. And you know, I'm good at what I do.
So you want to be?
What can I do for myself?
So you want to be a translator, right?
No. I just want to have my own business, regardless. I don't know what it is going to be. I mean, I speak French, of course, but want to have.
Hey, no, what I'm saying to you is that the way it comes to me is you have to sit down and focus and ask yourself, what you love to do. And how I can turn it into a business. Because I think I keep getting the impression that's where you should start.
Okay. But
Because this is a discovery.
I'm sorry. I hate keep listening to music. I don't know if that's coming from you or from me.
It's not coming from
you.
Is that coming from me? Yeah, it must be coming from you.
Give me one second.
You might have hit one of those freaking, if you're on Block
Talk. Yeah, okay.
You might have hit one of those, man. Jeez, I hit three of those in the middle of a show.
Okay, so now I can hear you well. But you do see a business happening this, in 2011.
Yeah, and that's what I keep getting, to sit back and focus on it and say, okay. Because there's like guidance and angels and that kind of stuff. I'm just saying, put it all together, sit down and go, okay, what would I love to do? And then I feel like you can turn that into a business. And I feel like it's going to be something that's going to happen before the end of the year.
Wow. But you don't know what direction there, right? Because I'm kind of confused myself.
See, that's what I'm saying. When it comes to me, this is a fulfillment of actually finding out more about you.
Okay.
So it's a discovery that you have to do. And the idea of discovering this, it's going to open up more doors to who you are.
Okay.
And it's a spiritual thing.
Do you see success?
Yes. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
If you want, I just feel like this is something that, whatever, it's like the things that you get into is going to be one of those things that people are going to have to pull you away from because you love it so much.
Wow.
And the idea of being successful is going to be something that you don't listen to the world saying, well, you know, a business usually takes 5 years before they get a return on them. That's not what I see. I see an instant return on it very quickly. So that's also a sign for you that you've picked the right one. I feel like you're very talented. I'm just saying you need to sit down and say, okay, what would I really like to do? And I just feel like it's something that's always been there, and it's going to pop out to you.
Yeah, I agree. I feel something, but I can't really tell what it is.
Yeah, so it's on the verge of discovery, and I feel like when we get to the next year, it's going to be as clear as looking through a window. Okay?
Wow. Okay, thank you very much for your help.
Oh, you're welcome, and like I said, everybody give me a call, and call get a reading, and I'll be glad to work with you. Do some past lives, too, because I feel like you would really help you.
You
as
know
well.
What? I wanted to talk about also, like, if I don't know if you get in touch with ancestors and all of that. You know, my mom passed. I wanted to know what she think. I don't know if you can do that. This is my first time calling, so I don't know if you do that kind of work.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
And I say we should get together and give me a call after the show or sometime, you know, when it's convenient for you. And take advantage of these rates because the $10 for an hour and the $5 for a half hour, that covers everything that I do.
Well, how do I get in touch with you? I mean, let me write it down.
Okay. My phone number is 937.
937?
Yes. 838.
838.
6337.
6337.
And then my website that you can go to actually see on payment is actually Journeyman. Well, it's actually Psychic-Journeyman.
Psychic-Journeyman.
Yeah. Dot Yola site.
The Yola site. Wow, that's a long site. Okay.
That's Y-O-L-A and then site, S-I-T-E.
site.com. Okay. And so, how much are you ready to say? How much for 30 minutes?
Right now for December and January, you can get an hour with me for $10 and a half
hour
for $5.
$10 for an hour. That sounds good.
And you'll go on my site. You'll notice it's $100 for an hour and $50 for a half hour. That's for the rates I'm giving people calling into this show. You're getting the $10 and the $5. Okay.
Okay, so if I have to make payment, I have to go through the website, obviously.
Yeah, she goes to the website. It's like three clicks.
And you said it's till the end of January, the rates?
Till the end of January.
Yeah, because I want to do a New Year reading, too. So probably I'll get in touch with you after the New Year. So.
Okay, great. I'd love to do that for you. So
thank you very much, man.
I will
give you a call.
Okay, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays.
Same to you. Thank you.
Thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Okay. You're weird. Let's see here. Okay, hello. Okay, well, I hate when it happens. Okay. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, are you there?
Oh, yeah. I never know if it's me or hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. And who are you?
Hi. My name is...
Who are you? I'm sorry. I didn't say it that way. I didn't mean to say it that way. Who are you? But what's your name? I'm sorry.
Sally.
Oh, really? Sally?
Why? Did you think it'd be something else?
No, I've been picking up Sally the whole freaking show. Now I know why.
How funny. How funny is that, huh? I just came on about 10 minutes ago, so... Merry Christmas, by the way.
Let me ask you a question real quick. I'm telling you something right now. If we get cut off, I want to finish answering your question, so would you please call me on my private line so I can answer these questions for you? Because I'm not sure how long Blog Talk Radio is going to let me do what I got to do.
Okay, let me get pins to write down.
No problem. And right now, I want everybody to know that on Monday, we're going to have a show called Dreams. Dreams, it's like the idea of angels, guides, guardian angels, and God, as well as everyone who watches over you and how they can communicate through your dreams. So I just want you all to tune in for that one. My guest, I'm trying to figure this guy's name out.
The number would be?
The number is 937.
Uh-huh.
838.
Uh-huh.
6337.
Okay.
And like I was saying, I have a guest on Monday. I think it's the Ampu Huryu. It's spelled A-N-P-U. That's his first name. And then the second name is H-E-R-U. I think it's Egyptian, I'm not mistaken. I got to call him and ask him how to pronounce that. Anyway, you should tune in. He's a great astrologer. His show is great. He has a show on Block Talk Radio as well. So he has a show called, I didn't put it down. I will get that back to her before we go on Monday, and then tune in Monday, I'll tell you all about it. Anyway, Sally.
Yes.
Let's get back to you. I just wanted to let everybody know that Monday's show is dreams, and dreams are very important. So
yes, they are.
Go ahead and you ask. Where are you calling from? I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm at California.
California. Is it warm or chilly?
Yeah, it's been a lot of rain.
That's why I feel like it's chilly.
Yeah, oh, is that what you said? I'm sorry. It's breaking up a little bit, so I hear. Now I can hear
that's
you.
That's one thing I was talking about recommending. Maybe it'd be best for you to call me on my phone. So
okay.
We wouldn't have all this interference, and get tired of these pop-ups popping up. And the next day we're listening about throat medicine and all kind of good stuff.
Okay.
That one lady loved it because a thing popped up and said, motivation. And she was like, okay, there's a sign.
When should I do that?
Actually, I want you to give me about 10 minutes because I've been on the air.
10 minutes? Okay.
Yeah, give me about 10 minutes because I've been on the air for 3 hours, so I got to go to the bathroom.
Okay. Take a break. All right. Okay, I will in 10 minutes. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I'm breaking up. I'll have to call. Thank you so much. Okay. Bye-bye. 10 minutes.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
All right, 10 minutes it is. 10 minutes it is. All right. Please call in before attempting this command. Okay. What the heck? Oh, we're still talking on Blog Talk Radio. My God, some crazy stuff there, buddy. Okay.